Edge by Tony Hayden. Buy it online or at a bookstore near you.
Cheers to a blue year.
Happy New Year from all of us at AM 760. Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
The American death toll in Iraq reaches 3,000.
The level of violence here is not abating.
Colorado socked in.
Several feet of drifts. Town still not moving.
Out with the old, in with the new.
Let's make it a great year, 07. Woo!
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. As 2007 arrived, the U.S. troops marked a grim milestone in Iraq as the 3,000th American was killed. Reporter Pete Gow says the bloodshed is relentless.
We're talking about soldiers being picked off by small arms fire, or more routinely, by roadside bombs. And this is the same manner in which soldiers have been being killed for the last 3 years.
President Bush is expected to announce his revamped war plans in the coming days, and CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland says they may involve a surge in U.S. troop strength.
There was talk of a significant reduction in U.S. forces, and sadly, with the growth of intersectarian violence that has not occurred, and we're really faced with a very grim prospect of actually an increase in U.S. forces.
But even some leading Republicans, including the outgoing chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, have blunt advice for the president. Senator Richard Lugar told Fox News Sunday.
He really needs to make certain some of us have some idea what the plan is, as opposed to suddenly thinking, here is the plan. And by golly, we're going to win, or some such verbiage of this sort.
In Iraq, Saddam Hussein has been buried, but as CBS's Randall Pinkston reports, the reverberations from his weekend execution remain.
A building constructed when he was in power is now Saddam's burial place. The deposed dictator's flag-draped coffin lies in a hole in the ground. The building is already a local shrine. Into Crete, angry demonstrators defied a curfew to protest Saddam's execution. The Iraqi army broke it up with gunfire.
Well, the new year begins with the shovels hard at work, with much of Colorado and the plains buried under deep snow.
You have entire state highways where you can't see the highway. It's just a sea of white.
That's how the southeastern part of the state looked to Colorado Governor Bill Owens, who took a look by air. At least a dozen deaths are blamed on the weather, and tens of thousands of customers are without electricity. Steve Miller with Sunflower Electric Power, which produces juice for the western third of Kansas.
In my 24 years at Sunflower, I have never seen anything this devastating across the entire region. We have a 34-county area, and we have outages in virtually every county.
And the year begins with an ominous forecast for global weather. One of Britain's leading experts on climate says a combination of El Nino and global warming will make 2007 the hottest on record. And the Independent quotes U.S. scientist James Hansen as saying, unless there's quick action on carbon emissions, global warming.
This country is filled with millionaires living the good life. And you know what? Those millionaires are just like you. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. And I should know, without a single penny, I bought my first property at the age of only 17. Since then, I've become a real estate millionaire living the good life. I've created a proven system to real estate buying that can make anyone a millionaire. Now I want to share my secrets with as many people as possible. So I've put together a powerful tape giving you the basics. And I'm giving it away. That's right, it's free. All you have to do to get it is call 1-800-992-3370. You'll see that you're no different from all those real estate millionaires. It's absolutely true. Even if you don't own a home, you still have what it takes to become rich. Very rich. And my system will prove it to you. Just pick up the phone and ask for my free tape. Call 1-800-992-3370. Get your free tape right now. 1-800-992-3370. 1-800-992-3370.
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-335-1850. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N are allowed to start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. I repeat, this is a public announcement. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N can start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Call C. PRN's national toll-free hotline for your foreclosure list at 800-335-1850. That's 800-335-1850.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free DVD and $200 discount certificate. 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
And give someone you know a boost so they can finish high school. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
This is Randy Rhodes, and this is AM 760, Progressive.
This is the best of the Young Turks on Air America Radio.
Young Turks, everybody, Air America Radio. Ben Mankiewicz, Cenk Uygur, and Joe Pike with you. Thanks for checking us out. Coming up in this hour, Republican outrage because the Democrats are anti-family. Made very clear, all because Nancy Pelosi insists on working not 5 days a week, but about four. And that makes them anti-family because the congressmen can't go home to see their families. But they did. When they didn't work at all.
Well, I got a plan for
Turns out if you're not going to rubber stamp everything, there's actually some stuff to do.
Yeah. I got a plan for you to see your family a lot.
Yeah, exactly. Be fine with me. We'll have that story coming up. But first, Republican Sexcapades, a segment we do every Thursday with none other than the multi-talented, multi-dimensional Cliff Schechter. We expose the hypocrisy among Republicans and their ilk. Who condemn us for having no moral values at all, and then slip into the muck just like everybody else.
Cliff Schechter, what's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, how are you guys doing? You're making me blushing a little bit here. Multi-talented.
Cliff is a contributor to MSNBC, and he also, among other things, writes on America Blog every Friday, Cliff's Corner. All right, Cliff, a little story about the Cheneys, isn't it?
Yeah, there are these Cheney girls. You may have heard about them during that last election.
Are they the ones that are in Argentina?
The ones traveling to Argentina hooking up with unemployed guys? No, that's
yeah.
The other. That's the other executive's kid.
Oh, I get them all so confused.
I don't. None of them go to war in Iraq? None of them go to war, exactly. Yeah, which of the ones that are in Iraq? Oh, that'd be Jim Webb's son, right.
Oh, right.
Which ones are those demonic lesbians?
Yeah. There you go. Well, as the good Rev Dobson just said, Mary Cheney, of course, is a lesbian, which everybody knows, except for her mother. And
why do you say that? Was her mother in denial still or something?
She was, like, as of during the 2004 campaign, she wouldn't answer that question. And she at some point, she was like, I think she literally just said, I'm trying to remember the exact phrase, and I don't. But she did deny it at some point early on in the campaign.
You know, Lynn Cheney has the Dick Cheney's wife had that lesbian novel Sisters that we quoted at length at some point.
Yeah.
Do you think that she feels partly responsible for turning her daughter into a lesbian?
I think absolutely, because as we all know, it has nothing to do with the way you're born. It all has to do with where you spend your time and the influences. I mean, for example, I was grew up in the East Village of New York, and then I moved to D.C. later on and lived in DuPont Circle.
Yeah,
and so even though I'm married and have a son, I feel myself becoming a little bit more gay every day.
Well, as most conservatives know, including a newly elected member of the United States Congress from Minnesota, Michelle Bachmann, the manner in which people become gay is that they go to school. And the education system mandates that children be taught to try gayness.
Part of it.
Yeah, well, she's made that very clear, and she said it on a number of occasions So it must be true. Let's get.
It's almost as if the Cheney daughter, Mary Cheney, and her lovely friend, they should be looked at for child abuse. I mean, for bringing a child into this world and to have him or her brought up with two gay women, and to not have the love and support that any normal child would have. In a family with a mother and father, I think Child Protective Services should get involved.
I mean, they're turning that kid gay immediately.
Have we?
I mean, the kid has no chance.
Have we yet told people what's actually happening?
No.
We should probably get to the point.
Cliff, let's do that.
I just have so much fun talking to you guys. Okay, well the key story, key part of the story here is that Mary Cheney, her partner, Heather Poe, is pregnant.
Hmm.
And
Mary Cheney's the one that's pregnant, right?
Oh, you think you're right, and I screwed that up.
I thought so, too.
Mary Cheney is the one. Her partner is Heather Poe, however. You're right. Mary Cheney's the one who is pregnant. Because that's right, because Heather Poe, because the draconian laws passed in Virginia, I think it was in 2002, maybe 2004, that don't even allow for things like gay adoption and mm-hmm. marriage, which, of course, the Republicans supported, that Heather Poe is going to have absolutely no legal basis for this child.
Exactly.
The minute that Mary starts acting with much of the same charisma that we see her mom display on TV, Heather, if that doesn't work out, she's completely screwed.
See, that's why I was hoping that it was Heather Poe that was birthing the child, because that would sort of force Mary Cheney to speak out against the way the Republicans view gay marriage and gay rights, and it would sort of put her in flux with her parents a little bit.
But
until now, she's pretty much supported her parents' views, and she stands true with the Republican Party.
No, she says a year and a half comfortably after the elections, she'll say, well, I kind of believe in gay rights since I'm gay, but I won't say anything about it at relevant times.
Yeah, but she'll really, I mean, she would really speak out about it if Heather Poe was the true mother of the child, but now she's in the clear.
I don't think that's relevant because, of course, Heather Poe, I hear you, Heather Poe will speak out about it, and, of course, as most gay couples.
No, she won't. But they'll shut up like they're told to because they're Republicans.
Look, we don't know what the hell they're going to say.
Mary Cheney is the spawn of Satan, so what happens to Heather Poe.
You have to remember, Mary Cheney has spent her life being like, you know, the token gay person in the right-wing room, essentially. I mean, she did gay outreach at Coors, of all places. We know Coors, if you know anything about Coors and the Coors family, you know they're a great group of progressives, right?
Oh,
there.
Yeah, yeah.
Their great-grandfather is named Adolf. I think that's all you need to figure out. So that's where she was, and now what she did for Coors, she's done for the Republican Party.
Anyway, I'm just going to make a little side note here before we let Ben finish.
That's all right.
Companies are worried about advertising with liberal groups or liberal media or whatever because they say, oh, well, what kind of message is the Senate? It'll alienate half the audience. The Coors family is like gigantic Republicans. They run for the Senate. They rub it in your face, and they're not worried about alienating anybody. I love the hypocrisy of that. Oh, well, you know, if we're giant conservatives and completely intolerant and we'll flagrantly run for the Senate, that's okay. But God forbid you should advertise on a liberal show.
I am against everything Coors because they claim that cold is a flavor.
Well, that seems fair to me.
Yeah.
I don't believe that Rocky Mountain crap. I think they're importing it from Bangladesh, but that's
so. Has anyone talked to Mary Cheney yet about sort of the hypocrisy about this? I mean, they obviously have at other times with the Republican anti-gay agenda, but here very specifically. I mean, we're talking about raising a child. Joe brought it up. I mean, that Heather Poe will not have legal rights to this child, like most gay couples. Like regular couples want that right shared between both parents. It's the most logical thing in the world. Have you read anything? I mean, it's pretty early on in this
So far, Ben, from everything I've read, she's refused to comment. The interesting thing, you know, I mean, if you remember that ridiculously sad book that she put out 6 months, a year ago, with all the ire towards homosexuals in her party, all the disgusting things that by the Limbaughs and the Dobsons and all of those folks. She singled out, of course, John Kerry and John Edwards as the most evil people for bringing up the fact that she was a lesbian in the debates during the 2004 election, which should tell you that she's still part of the brainwashed cult there. You know, she hasn't broken free, so I don't see her coming out and saying anything really that's going to be helpful in terms of, pro-gay rights agenda.
No, I'm sure she won't.
She's lackey. She's a tool. She is. Look,
she is.
Some people get upset. Oh, no, you shouldn't say that. Why? Look, you either speak out for what's right and your own rights, civil rights for all Americans, or you shut up because that's what your Republican masters told you to do.
Well, look, I think it's bigger than that. I mean, of course she should speak out, but the mere fact that she's doing this is a blow to the James Dobsons of the world. There's no question about it. Here is an incursion. The vice president's daughter, for crying out loud, almost as high-profile a lesbian as you can get on your side, showing the world that, yeah, look at this. We're going to adopt a daughter and it's a son. We're going to give birth to a child, and we're going to love it and take care of it.
Right.
And the world's not going to explode. Neither of our heads is going to blow off.
Head might blow off if it ever goes hunting with granddad.
It's not going to wreck every single marriage ever conceived in Western civilization.
Yeah.
Which, of course, you know, that happens when gay people get married, heterosexual people say, hey, why didn't I try that? We all know that that's the way it happens. So.
Yeah, looking at Mary Cheney and her Heather Poe, it doesn't turn me on to lesbians at all.
if you look at who, you know, the genes that she was coming from, her parents, she probably turned out as well as she could. Right?
Well, that's a good point, too. I want to make clear this part of the story, because when I first read it, I thought maybe the hypocrisy was, or when I first saw the headline, was that she wasn't a lesbian at all, and she got banged, and that's why she was pregnant. But so it's
which would have been funny, too.
Yeah, that would have been funny, too, but no, it's artificial insemination.
Is that's the method they used, artificial insemination?
Yeah.
I love...
They won't say on TV who... Go ahead, Jill.
No, go. They won't say on TV who the father is?
The guy is, yeah. I haven't been able to find out.
I think... As with all of these, all women are. I think it's David Crosby.
Yeah, exactly.
It's always David Crosby. He's providing a service to Americans, lesbians, left and right.
He is the universal donor, isn't he?
Well, maybe they use the one Republican singer that we know in the country, Kid Rock.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah, he's got to be gay too.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know why we haven't started this yet. Are you kidding me? Let's start the speculation right now on who the father is.
Kid Rock.
Yeah, and what role is he going to play in the family? Okay, this is because that's what conservatives do, right? They're like,
exactly.
Oh, where's the mother? Where's the mother?
Sorry, where's he going to fit in? Okay, yeah. Kid Rock's a good one. I'm going to go with David Dreyer.
All right, that's good stuff, too, yeah.
Rick Santorum.
Wouldn't it be ironic if it was Ken Melman, too?
Ted Haggard.
Oh, that's funny if it was Ken Melman. I just love... I was just going to say, I love some of these quotes from groups like Concerned Women of America.
Oh, Wendy Wright.
No. Her name is Janice Krause. She says, it's very disappointing that a celebrity couple like this would deliberately bring into the world a child that will never have a father. They are encouraging people that don't have the advantages they have.
I don't know what that means.
Everybody out there right now, if you're a family and the father somehow passes away at a young age, kill your child.
Right, kill your child, right, exactly.
They're not going to be able to grow up.
They're promoting. I guess she'd like the Mary Cheney to have an abortion there from Concerned Women
exactly.
of America.
Exactly.
Right, there's the other option.
And then from Focus on the Family, just because you can conceive a child outside a one-woman, one-man marriage doesn't mean it's a good idea. Love can't replace a mother and a father.
See, that's why no matter what you think of Mary Cheney, that's why what she's done is actually very good for the sort of cause of sexual justice.
Exactly.
Civil rights.
Civil rights, there we go.
I am interested to see when the nasty guys start making their comments. You may remember that Alan Keyes, during his very impressive run for the Senate in Illinois in 2004, where I believe he topped 25%, which was fantastic.
Yeah.
Against Barack Obama, he called the Cheneys hedonists at the time.
That's right.
He called Mary Cheney a hedonist.
That's right. That's right. He did.
And isn't his daughter gay, too?
Yeah. I think that's right.
His daughter's a lesbian, too. So.
Would have helped Alan Keyes if he'd been from Illinois.
It would have been helpful to Alan Keyes if he was sane. And by the way, my favorite part of Alan Keyes' all quotes about gays is the one where he was like, it's so tempting, it must be fought.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Oh.
I was like, ooh, what are we hiding there, Alan?
Oh, man. Somebody's strapping himself up in a room and having somebody, like, electroshock him to pictures of homosexual porn.
All right, Cliff Schechter, Republican Sexcapades. Everybody check out Cliff on America Blog on Fridays and on MSNBC. And, of course, on the Young Turks on Thursdays. Thanks for joining us, Cliff.
All right, always a pleasure, guys.
Thanks, Cliff.
All right. Young Turks, coming right back on Air America Radio.
You're listening to the best of the Young Turks on Air America Radio.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760 Progressive.
Real words from real people about Lifeline screening.
I was told I should see my doctor or go to the emergency room immediately. Later I said to the physician, I guess I'm pretty lucky to have had those tests. He answered, it saved your life.
In less than 1 hour, Lifeline screening checks for warning signs of stroke and vascular disease. Nearly 50% of people that suffer a stroke never have symptoms. Don't wait until it's too late. Get screened today.
The doctor said I'm one lucky guy, and if I hadn't gone to the screening, I would have been a statistic.
$129, four ultrasound tests. No needles, no pain. Just peace of mind.
I owe my life to you.
Mobile testing units are coming to your neighborhood. If you're over 50, make an appointment by calling 1-888-908-TEST. That's 1-888-908-TEST.
Lifeline screening saved my life.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called the Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-4648. Again, that's 1-800-550-4648. 1-800-550-4648.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-229-5133. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now. 1-800-229-5133. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-229-5133.
With your busy schedule, who has time to earn a college degree? You do. Choose an online program through National American University and receive a quality university education with the flexibility of online learning. You can earn a college degree in as little as 18 months. At NAU, advance your career or start a new one all online. Call toll-free 1-866-491-GRAD. That's 866-491-4723. Regionally accredited by the Higher Learning Commission and a member of the North Central Association. NCAHLC.org.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon Laser Center, Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM760.net today and learn more about how you can support progressive talk. AM 760.
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now's the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. Choose from up to four real offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
Hi, it's Randy Rhodes on AM 760 Progressive Talk, radio for the rest of us.
The waves keep on
question on me for some reason.
Back on the Young Turks, Cenk, Ben, and Jill with you. I love this story. Apparently, all the Republicans who lost, and there's actually one Democrat who lost because he was running against another Democrat, Ed Case of Hawaii. He challenged Akaka in the primary for the Senate seat. They all got together in a closed-door panel of defeated and retiring members, including Catherine Harris of Florida, Clay Shaw of Florida, who's who of people I love to hate, Ann North of Kentucky, J.D. Hayworth of Arizona, and they got to talk about life after Congress. Oh, come on. Please, please tell me Santorum and Allen were there. Okay, anyway. So Bob Livingston sits them down. Bob Livingston is the former Republican head of the Appropriations Committee. He's very powerful, and he's about to become Speaker because he made his living hating Bill Clinton and talking about his sex life. Oh, I can't believe Bill Clinton did this with this sex with this woman. It's a terrible... And then so then Gingrich had to step down because...
Livingston.
First Gingrich stepped down because it turned out, of course, Gingrich had cheated on his wife 17 times over, and he was on to his third wife. He was getting his marriage annulled, even though he's not Catholic. He had a Catholic priest annul his marriage. He served court papers to his wife while she was in the hospital. Yeah, and then he had a whole bunch of impropriety, so Gingrich had to step down. And then Livingston's about to take over, and then they realized Livingston's cheating on his wife, and he's banging some young girl, right?
Yeah.
So... whoops! Then he had to take the panel on life after Congress. Okay, so he bails and steps down, and then what does he do? Of course, he becomes a lobbyist and starts making crazy money. So now whenever these people get retired, involuntarily retired, Livingston puts together this panel for them and says, look, here's how we now cash it.
Yeah.
I know you're all down, and it says in the article here, they all come in depressed and anxious about life after Congress. But Livingston reassures them, don't worry, this is where we get rich. Okay,
man.
This is what we worked all that stuff and all those votes that we sold out, this is what we did it for. Here, I'm going to tell you how to become a lobbyist, and you get paid for this.
This story will dovetail, I think, nicely with our next story.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And so, at the conclusion of the talk, another person that was there, which, by the way, she labeled her talk, Solomon did, top 10 reasons to leave Congress now. Okay, like after you give them the favors, then
and the number one reason to leave Congress now, you lost.
She says she has cute things like when it's time for a vote, you can keep drinking and you'll always be the honorable, etc. And you can still make money. Number one reason to leave Congress, make money. So they're looking at working at law firms, lobbying firms, academia, sure, wink, wink, think tanks, which is another way that conservatives funnel money to retired congressmen who've done good favors for them. You put them in a think tank, you give them a lot of money.
I'd like to see.
To think.
I like the idea of Catherine Harris at a think tank.
Yeah, exactly. And boards of companies. See, this is how the scheme works, guys. You do what the companies want or the lobbies want, and when you retire, they find a way to pay you back.
Put you on the board, you go to 4 meetings a year, and you clear, what, 300,000-400,000?
Yep. Young Turks on Air America Radio.
The best of the Young Turks on Air America Radio.
Progressive Talk.
Have you ever found a penny on the ground? Of course you have. Well, imagine that for the next 50,000 steps you take, there's always a penny at your feet. It feels like that.
Have you ever put on a pair of clean pants and found a $20 bill in the pocket? Man, that's a good feeling, right? Well, take that feeling and multiply it by 25 pairs of pants, and you're close.
New GEICO customers report average annual savings of $500 on their car insurance. Discover how it feels and how much you could save. Go to GEICO.com. Simple as that.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. You'll never find a Rolex watch in a superstore, or for that matter, an Orrick vacuum. That's because you're judged by the company you keep. If you want an amazingly powerful 8-pound Oreck vacuum, visit one of my Oreck stores or call me at 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and I'll send you one to use free for 30 days. It's worth the time, and it won't cost you a dime.
Homeowners, before you write one more check for your high-interest rate debts, stop. If you want to simplify your bills and get cash, call and ask about a combo loan from America's number one home loan lender, Countrywide. It's a refinance that you could use to combine your first mortgage, your second mortgage, your car loan, and all your high-rate credit card debt into one easy loan with one low monthly payment. You get the stability of a low fixed rate, and consolidating at a lower rate could save you hundreds of dollars every month and give you the cash you need. No one can do what Countrywide can. Whatever your financial situation, don't wait for rates to go up. Call right now and ask for a combo loan. 1-800-981-2980. That's 1-800-981-2980. Countrywide Home Loans is an equal housing lender. Restrictions apply, so call.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cotman. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Fan weather, mostly cloudy skies today, a high of 36. Tonight's lows dipping down to 14, and then for tomorrow, a lot of sunshine and a high of 48. Currently 22. I'm Shannon Stone, Sports Radio 950, The Fan, Denver Sports Station.
Arapahoe Basin is now 99% open, including Palavicini Terrain and both terrain parks. The Treeline Terrain Park opened last week with 10 features and 3 jumps. Don't forget to check out arapahoebasin.com for info on the High Adventure Series clinics.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin, mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken, Ed Schultz at 1, and Randy Rose at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
There's a place where a total stranger will give their blood to save your life. A place where someone you never knew will save your child from drowning. Where someone will give you food and shelter after a flood. That place is called America, where we look out for each other. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org today.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-888-655-IDEA. Invent Help, one of America's largest invention companies, has investors' information you can have free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new investors. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-888-655-IDEA. That's 1-888-655-IDEA. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free investor's information. It shows how Invent Help may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so dial 1-888-655-IDEA. That's 1-888-655-4332.
You are a good parent, which means by the time your child is 4, you have attained PhD-level mastery of the fine art of worrying. At first, you worry about the basics. You worry that they're not eating enough. You worry that they're healthy. You worry that you'll never sleep again. And then you begin to ascend the worry ladder to more complex worries. You worry that they're not developing as fast as other kids. You worry that they won't fit in or have any friends. You worry that you should be worrying about something you're not. You even worry that your worrying might rub off and turn your kid into a worrier. And at the very top is the constant background worry that they're going to get hurt somehow. That one never goes away completely. But there is a way, at least in the car, to put worry on hold. Until your kids are 4'9", use a booster seat. It helps the safety belt fit correctly. It decreases their risk of injury by 59%, and it's easy. So after the toddler seat, boost your kids, and don't let them down.
Go to boosterseat.gov to learn more about the importance of boosters. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Close your eyes in Chicago, and you can hear the sound of zebra braying in Africa. Look hard out your window in D.C., and you can see the snow-covered peaks of the Andes. The world is that small. We are that connected. Please visit Earthshare.org and learn how the world's leading environmental groups are working together. Earthshare. One environment. One simple way to care for it all. A public service message from Earthshare and the Ed Council.
This is Al Franken on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's talk radio for the rest of us.
Young Turks, Air America Radio. Loved that song. Very very nostalgic for high school, that song makes me.
Makes you want to do the robot.
Yeah, I didn't do any dancing. Yeah, I did the dance. I did the lean against the wall and fold your arms and pray that a girl came up and talked to you.
That was a wise move, probably.
Mm-hmm. It's good dance.
I would have been
it's
the
a good
girl.
Dance, yeah.
But see, you would have attracted girls like me.
No, I was wearing a cutoff sweatshirt.
No. No, but you would have in the 80s because you would have been too cool. I'm not talking to anybody. I'm standing in the corner. I would have been all over you.
No, yeah. You wouldn't have. You wouldn't have gone up to him.
That's
no.
Not true. I always.
You went up to guys that were standing up against the wall.
How do you think I lured in the infamous Dario?
Oh, that was a whole nother situation.
No, it's not. I always end up approaching everyone I date.
Uh-huh.
Because they ignore me at first. And so then I have to finally
but I wouldn't have
kind
ignored...
of go in front of them and been like, hello!
I wouldn't have ignored you. I would have been like, hey.
Yeah, I mean, look, Dario, you were in a work situation where all these people were mysteriously interested in that guy. So that's what revved up your juices. He wasn't a dork standing against the wall in a
no,
junior high
not,
school
that's
dance.
That's not true. It's because he ignored me.
Right. No, I know.
He didn't talk to me.
Yeah.
And neither did everyone that I've always dated. They ignore me. Except for one boyfriend I had asked me out on a date, and I turned him down. And then when he came back and worked for the company, he didn't give me the time of day. And then I was all over him.
Guy works for the CIA?
No.
Or not that company. Oh. Then when he came back and worked for the company.
All right.
That's LaGuire TV.
So yesterday's Washington Post, Wednesday's Washington Post, has just a fantastic story. And the title says it all. Culture shock on Capitol Hill, guys. House to work 5 days a week.
Oh, no.
Jill, do you
say
know,
it isn't so.
Do you know what the previous schedule was under the good Tom DeLay and John Boehner and Roy Blunt?
This is how ignorant I am. I didn't realize Congress didn't work 5 days a week.
No, I bet you a lot of people don't know that. I mean, for a long time, I didn't know that they didn't work 5 days a week. I thought they were like the rest of us. Well, color me silly.
For some time, they, of course, had. Here's what the schedule was. They would come to work on, I believe, the legislative week started late Tuesday. Late Tuesday. Not just Tuesday. And ended Thursday afternoon.
Man, that's
so that's like
that's I'm, like 2 days.
Yeah, they work in a half day Tuesday, all day Wednesday, and a half day Thursday.
Now,
it's about 2 days.
Isn't that but doesn't that mean they just have to be in D.C. for those days and then they go back home to their local offices and work from there?
But they work from there.
They don't.
Good.
The work at the local offices, I mean, is up to them. They're not elected to work at the local offices. They're elected to serve in Washington. Now, everybody.
Yeah, but they don't. Don't they have to be home in the district so they can hear from the people and?
Oh please. Okay, right before the elections, they do a couple of like get-togethers with friendly audiences. They're like, oh, what am I hearing? Oh, look at that. That's my chief of staff telling me that. Well, then I heard it from my audience. Look, they do it from time to time. They do, and there are things that they do from home. But mainly, what they do from home, two things is raise money, which that is related to your reelection campaign, and I don't give a damn. I didn't elect you to get reelected. I elected you to do a job. And then the second thing they do at home is sit on their ass.
Well, see, if they're always supposed to be in Washington, then why don't they live in Washington?
Well, hang on. Look, let's get through this. There's much more to this. They are supposed to go home. And a lot. And by the way, many of them hold town meeting after town meeting and go through the district and constantly meet people. Most members of Congress are conscientious and bust their ass.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that here's what they didn't have to do under this schedule, bust their ass at all. The schedule was supposed to be tight so that you know what you don't have? Weekends, because that's when you hold the town meetings, because that's when you're home. Now, here's what we're neglecting to mention. Congress is going out of session now, right, on December 10th. They return in January, so they have 3 weeks off at Christmas. They take the month of August off. They have 2 weeks in April off. They have weeks off in February, March, and July. There's plenty of time to be home and meet with the constituents. They get off something like 12 weeks a year.
See, what you're supposed to do is...
I worked in Congress.
You're supposed to go to Congress to actually try to first consider laws, secondly, to debate laws, then third, finally, to pass laws that help the American people. You see what I'm saying? And that's supposed to be a deliberative process That's supposed to be thoughtful. You're supposed to put some time and energy behind it to figure out what's right for my constituents.
Yeah, so it's exactly right, Cenk. And next year, this is the new House rule. So, again, late Tuesday, Thursday afternoon. That was the congressional work week.
And before you give the new schedule, by the way, that congressional work week led to working only 103 days out of the year, which is the lowest total ever by any Congress. The famous or the infamous do-nothing Congress of 1948 worked 7 days more.
They worked 110 days. Now, and by the way, travel obviously harder for them, I might add, as well. Air travel not as quick. Now, no one would argue that these guys, this new tough schedule, they're going to be, they need to be, Nancy Pelosi and Steny Hoyer are going to require they be in the Capitol for votes by 6:30 p.m. Monday. So they're giving them a break. They're saying to the people on the West Coast, you can get on a plane early Monday morning and you'll be able to get here. So it's not like, it's not unreasonable, and then that we're going to finish the business at 2 p.m. Friday, because they are acknowledging you have to travel every weekend and you're supposed to go home. Jill's right. You are supposed to go home. You're not supposed to stay. You don't have to stay in Washington the whole time. Some, by the way, do stay in Washington the whole time, or a lot of the time.
Dennis Hastert does, and he lives with a lot of his male staff. He does. They have a little cute little apartment together, and they bunker in there, and they think of, whoa, what more laws can we pass for the lobbyists?
So, so Steny Hoyer says...
a little unfair, but only a little.
Says members can bid farewell to extended holidays, the kind that awarded them, as I said, 6 weekdays to relax around Memorial Day, when most Americans get a single day off. He didn't mention the month-long August recess, the two-week April recess, and the weeks off in February, March, and July, or the end of the term recess that we're having right now. He said members need to spend more time in the Capitol to pass laws and oversee federal agencies. That's outrageous. We're going to meet sufficient time so the committees can do their jobs on the behalf of the American people, said Steny Hoyer. It seems obviously incredibly reasonable. Obviously, people living in the West Coast are going to have a slightly tougher time. Here's what Jack Kingston of Georgia said, who can fly from D.C. back and forth from Atlanta. It's a two-hour flight, and there are 8 billion of them a day.
It's at most a two-hour flight. And before, by the way, this story would have been good without the Jack Kingston quote.
Right, it's already good.
Yeah, but the Jack Kingston quote, it puts it over the top.
Here's Jack Kingston of Georgia. Keeping us up here eats away at families. Who typically flies home on Thursdays and returns to Washington on Tuesdays. So keeping us up here eats away at families. Marriages suffer. The Democrats could care less about families. That's what this says. He says the Democrats are anti-family.
You know what? Does Jack Kingston have any idea how real people live? He must think that the corporations are the most anti-family people in the whole wide world. I mean, they demand a 5-day work week.
Yeah.
Sometimes they make you work overtime. Oh, yes, they are so anti-family.
But it's
shouldn't corporations
same.
Only require a 2-day work week, Jack
but
Kingston?
It's not the same kind of work week because you're away from your family.
Oh, see,
it's
so
not like when my father went to work every day that he flew to another city and was gone for 4 or 5 days, and then came home on the weekends and I could see him then. He would come home at night, so I could see him at night.
I know, and you know what? There are no working families out there, no truckers, no salesmen, no executives, no anybody that has to fly around the country. But if they do, though, I know that their corporations and their companies say, hey, listen, you're working hard, and I don't want to be anti-family, because that's what the Republicans say, so you can only work 2 weeks this week.
But at least those other companies give their employers, like, 24 weeks out of the year off.
Yeah. So, Cenk, you mentioned truckers and salesmen. Who else travel?
What about doctors?
How about this?
Business executives, too.
Doctors are away from home all the time.
Soldiers.
Marines. Wait a minute, but the Republicans wouldn't be anti-family by sending soldiers to Iraq for years at a time.
That's good, Ben.
Poor Jack Kingston has to work 3 days a week instead of 2 days a week. Oh, I know, the Democrats are anti-family.
Do you think a Marine in the Anbar province gets to say, I've worked 5 straight days, I'm entitled to 2 off? I don't know how it works. I'm pretty sure it doesn't work like that.
Do you think a Marine says, hey, it's the month of August? I'd like to take the month of August off
like
because I'm pro-family.
I'd like my summer recess. It's my marriage is suffering.
And it's April, and for no apparent reason, I would like two more weeks off, because I'm pro-family. I'm Republican.
Keeping us up here eats away at families. Marriages suffer. The Democrats could care less about families. That's what this says. Then Kingston adds, time away from Washington is just as important to being an effective member of Congress as time spent in the Capitol. Kingston added, when I'm here, people call me Mr. Congressman. When I'm home, people call me Jack, you stupid SOB. Why did you vote that way? It keeps me grounded. Well, they were half right. You are a stupid SOB, but you are not grounded in any way, shape, or form. Hey, I got an idea for Jack Kingston. Resign. You can spend as much time at home as you want. You can get a good job. You've been in Congress. You'll make six figures easily down there in whatever your district is in Georgia. And you
no, you won't. You'll be a lobbyist in D.C., and you'll stay there five goddamn days a week, and you'll work your ass off because they're going to pay you a lot of money. That's what you're going to do, and you're going to move your family to D.C. when you retire. Let's get real.
Of course. A responsible Congress would meet like 150, 160 days a year, leaving poor guys like Jack Kingston only like 200 days to be home a year.
Look.
You stupid SOB.
Here's Representative Elton Gallagly. He's from Republican California. He says, if we do something truly productive, that's one thing. But if it's smokes and mirrors, hoopla, that's another. A four-day work week. Which, by the way, most people, these guys are so out of touch, they have no idea what real Americans do. Four-day work week, apparently, smokes and mirrors, hoopla, and all that stuff. Hoopla. See, what I love about the quotes is it shows how Republicans have no idea what happens in our lives. They think, oh, wow, we were already putting two half-days and a full day in, and boy, we were working our ass off. And so anything more than that is against the family, then what do you think we're all doing, man, when we all work 40, 60, 80 hours a week?
Yeah, and you know, that's exactly right. And I think the 2 days, the sign of it is it shows you how little debate there was, how little discussion of issues. I mean, if there is there's nothing that makes it clear that the moniker rubber stamp Congress got it exactly right. Because if you're just going to rubber stamp everything, then you're right. Come in Wednesday. You know, we can get all that stuff done in an hour if you're just going to...
If you don't even read the bills and you don't let anybody debate them, you're right.
Here's a quote, and this is why you want to be a Democrat instead of in the party of Jack Kingston. Elton Gallagher's quote was bad, but Kingston takes the cake. Mike Thompson is a representative from California. He's from Napa. Napa Valley, Northern California. I don't know where in Napa he is. Probably takes him a while to get to a real airport. He can't fly direct. He's probably taking a small plane to San Francisco and then or Oakland and then taking a big plane on into Washington. He'll have to leave his home at 3 a.m. on Sundays just to catch a flight to Washington to get to work by Monday evening. And he says, I didn't come here to turn around and go back home.
He came here to legislate and to try to pass laws that's going to help you.
Yeah.
And that's what they're all supposed to do. I love that Jack Kingston gave that quote.
Long overdue.
I love that Jack Kingston gave that quote because it gives you a real view into how Republicans actually think. They don't want to do any of the work, and they think that all you people working 40 hours a week or more are suckers.
Anti-family. Hey, man, you don't want to be here. Go. Go, go, go. You can resign. It's no problem. They'll have a special election to fill your seat.
When we come back, I want to take some calls. 866-303-2270. 866-303-2270. Calls on what you think of Jack Kingston and the Republican work week and how you have to work. And we'll also take calls on who you think Mary Cheney's child's father might be, the donated sperm. We'll take calls on that as well. Young Turks on Air America Radio.
You're listening to the best of the Young Turks on Air America Radio.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz. You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Now, you have a very unique accounting system for your boutique.
Yep. I designed my own spreadsheet.
Wow, looks complicated.
That's why I have a cheat sheet for my spreadsheet.
That is one big cheat sheet.
That's just the index.
You know, there's an easier way to manage your business.
Really?
Yeah, QuickBooks. You can be up and running in under 15 minutes. With just a few clicks, QuickBooks software lets you send invoices, see who's paid and who hasn't. It even makes tax time a cinch.
I'm switching.
Great.
Can you help me fold this back up?
I doubt it. QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at Staples, Office Depot, or Sam's Club.
No doubt about it. The Internet is a great place to hang out. Like blogging, for example. I love to blog. Maybe too much. When I think of all the hours I blogged. Anyway, you've probably spent a lot of time on the Internet, too. Isn't it time the Internet paid you back? Just 15 minutes at GEICO.com could save you hundreds on car insurance. Now that's what I call payback.
Go to GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Good morning and happy new year. Mountain driving pretty good for you. A little slick if you're going to be heading to the high country. Spear in town is closed from 8th to 12th due to a police investigation. No word yet on when that will reopen. If you're going to be traveling towards the New Mexico border, southbound I-25 south of Trinidad is closed due to inclement weather. In town, I-70 and Pecos, an accident. Watch for an accident there. 950, the fan weather. Mostly cloudy skies today, a high of 36. Tonight's lows dipping down to 14, and then for tomorrow, a lot of sunshine and a high of 48. Currently 22. I'm Shannon Stone, Sports Radio 950, The Fan, Denver Sports Station.
It's the big one, the Denver Boat Show, January 18th through the 21st at the Colorado Convention Center. 30 dealers and 500 new boats mean the best deals of the year. See the world's largest indoor wakeboard slider. Discount tickets on sale now at all King Supers. The Denver Boat Show. Visit DenverBoatShow.com.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
Do you care about our nation's energy situation? Do you know that our oil dependence is expected to worsen over the next 20 years? Our political leaders need to know that you want action on this issue. Unlike Brazil and even Sweden, we have no plan to control our energy destiny. If you care, sign our petition at EI2025.org and support political candidates that will do more than talk. Learn more at Americans for Energy Independence, EI2025.org.
Attention! Tuesday, January 2nd is the final day of the MedVet Autoplex Inventory Equalization Sale. Record numbers of new and used cars and trucks have been sold at sacrifice prices, and hundreds more remain. Choose from rows and rows of Chevrolet, Cadillac, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ford, Lincoln, Mercury, Buick, Pontiac, GMC, Hummer, Suzuki, and pre-owned. Consumers are saving as much as $15,000 on new vehicles. MedVet is offering deep discounts, 0% financing, or no payments for 6 months on select vehicles for qualified buyers. Plus, both MedVet Autoplex locations have millions of dollars worth of pre-owned on sale. Only ours remain to capitalize on this event. Our accountants have ordered that all inventories must be in compliance by the close of business Tuesday. If you miss this opportunity, you'll never forgive yourself. Act now. Only at MedVet on the I-25 corridor, depart the 181 ramp Castle Rock, and on I-70 in Wheatridge. Exit Kipling, exit Ward, but exit the giant MedVet Autoplex.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949. Call now. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949.
This is Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive
Blogger
Talk.
Blogger in the country.
Yeah.
He runs a gossip blog, and he is actually bigger than Ariana Huffington and all those guys as far as traffic is concerned, even bigger than Daily Coast. So, we're going to do that interview for you live on the website right after the show is over at 9 o'clock Eastern at theyoungturks.com. And then, of course, we'll share that interview with you guys tomorrow on the show as well.
Rapid fire, though, phone calls here this segment. Your take on Jack Kingston and the Republican work week versus the Democratic work week. Let's start in Georgia with a George in Georgia. George is on line 6.
Good morning. Jack, how are y'all doing?
Good. How are you? Jack Kingston's your congressman?
Yes, sir, he is. And I've had a sit down face to face with him, and I was not impressed.
All right, good to hear. Nobody is impressed with him today. How far are you from the Atlanta airport?
Well, about 4 hours, but we got a regional airport that can get there in about 55 minutes, and then with a connecting flight on the
All right, so. All right, so it took him about 4 hours to get to D.C., but no excuse. Thank you, George. Thanks for calling in. Let's try John in Ferndale, Washington, on line four. John, how are you?
Hey, great. My dad was a long haul truck driver, and he was gone for weeks at a time. I was in nuclear submarines. We would go off for 6 month deployments. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Fast attack boats, big,
yeah, but
big
you would,
and black,
you would,
and don't come back.
But you would leave on Tuesday and come back on Thursday, though.
We would leave and come back 6 months later because we had long deployments chasing the Soviets around. I think Karl Rove might be the sperm donor for Mary Cheney's baby.
Thank you, John. Anne Marie, line two in Michigan. Anne Marie, how are you?
Hi, how are you? Yes, Dennis McCotter, he's from Michigan, and he also made the same comment during a League of Women Voters forum. Basically, the guy running against him said, hey, you know what? You're never in the district. And he goes, how dare you? How dare you say this about my wife and family who have suffered with me not being home? I never get to go to their, plays and stuff. But the thing is, he made the choice. When you take a job, you measure what your priorities are, and he made the choice to be here. Not only that, they get paid very well for that choice, and they can even vote themselves raises, which is something we need to be looking at repealing.
Yeah, Anne Marie, you're right. Thank you. And it's not just a choice. It's the United States Congress. What is with it? It's a freaking honor. It's awesome
to represent those people, and you make a ton of money, and you're going to make even more money when you retire. So please spare me the smallest violin in the world is playing for you while you cry about how you have to work 4 days instead of 2 days. My God, man, all you have to do is stop. Nobody's forcing you to be a congressman or a senator.
Yeah, let's go to Aaron in Oklahoma, line eight. Aaron, how are you?
Good. Bob, listener, I've been serving in the military for 16 years, and I got to tell you, if these guys don't want to work that hard, the solution is you pay them by the hour.
Oh, Aaron, thank you for your service. Thanks for the call. God bless you. That's a great point. Pay them by the hour. I love it. Let's try Tim in Medford, Oregon on line one. Tim, how are you?
Hey, this is actually Tom, but that's okay.
Tom, I'm sorry.
That's okay. And I feel really sorry that they're going to have to work. But I wanted to bring up my speculation as to who Mary Cheney's baby was fathered by. And
right
I'm
away.
Thinking Ann Coulter.
Oh, I love it. You can't beat that. That's an excellent call. Turk of the day on that one.
Thanks, Tom.
Andrew, by the way, Andrew Gallup wrote in and said, what are you talking about? Obviously, it's the Immaculate Conception.
Tom, Clarence is in Albuquerque, New Mexico, line 9. Clarence, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Real quick, Clarence.
I'm one of those truck drivers that stay away from home 3 or 4 weeks at a time. So this guy crying about being away from his family 2 days or 3 days out of the week, man, he could drop dead. You know what I'm
saying? All right. Thank you, Clarence. I don't blame you. Keep driving. Stay safe. Thank you for listening to us.
Man, these guys are so out of touch. Oh, my God. For a lifetime pension and $160,000 and all the money I'm going to make as a lobbyist, I have to work 4 days a week. It keeps me away from my family.
Democrats are anti-family. Democrats are pro-America.
All right. We love you guys. That's what we're going to come back and do another show tomorrow. Young Turks on Air America Radio.
Best of the Young Turks on Air America Radio.
Real people about Lifeline screening.
I was told I should see my doctor or go to the emergency room immediately. Later I said to the physician, I guess I'm pretty lucky to have had those tests. He answered, it saved your life.
In less than 1 hour, Lifeline screening checks for warning signs of stroke and vascular disease. Nearly 50% of people that suffer a stroke never have symptoms. Don't wait until it's too late. Get screened today.
The doctor said I'm one lucky guy, and if I hadn't gone to the screening, I would have been a statistic.
$129, 4 ultrasound tests, no needles, no pain, just peace of mind.
I owe my life to you.
Mobile testing units are coming to your neighborhood. If you're over 50, make an appointment by calling 1-888-908-TEST. That's 1-888-908-TEST.
Lifeline screening saved my life.
Please call now. 1-888-908-TEST. That's 1-888-908-TEST.
By using A.D. Kessler's creative real estate methods, we've bought and sold 10 houses, and we have a real estate portfolio worth over $1 million. We're buying 2 houses a month now.
You, too, can become a creative real estate millionaire. This is A.D. Kessler, and I can show you how you can make up to $10,000 or more each and every month for the rest of your life without using any of your own money.
Call right now, and I'll send you my best-selling book, A Fortune at Your Feet, along with my creative real estate DVD. That's a $49 value that's yours for just the shipping and handling fee.
Now's the time to get it and to learn how to make money in real estate the A.D. Kessler way. Call now for this special free offer. Get A.D.'s book and Nuts and Bolts Creative Real Estate video free.
Let me share with you the step-by-step formulas that can make you more money during this next real estate downturn than ever before.
Call now for this limited-time free offer. 800-757-5031. 800-757-5031. Create the success you deserve. 1-800-757-5031.
Cheers to a blue year. Happy New Year from all of us at AM 760. Progressive Talk. KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News. I'm Dave Barrett. Rough go in the plains to start the new year. Hoping to drive in Council Bluffs, Iowa. Take your time with lots of snow on the ground.
They're awfully slick, and this is the first, you know, major storm of the year. So, as usual, people forget how to drive until the first storm hits.
Dean Bluffs with the Council Bluffs Police. Lots more snow in Colorado. Too much to shovel in many places. West of Denver, for example, snowdrifts have measured 10 feet high. Nearly 4 dozen people were rescued by the National Guard in Colorado. The Guard has been mobilized in Kansas, where power is out to 44,000 customers. 12 highways are closed in that state, and 1.5 feet of snow is on the ground in the Oklahoma Panhandle. Hours after the Denver Broncos' playoff hopes were dashed in a loss to San Francisco, Denver defensive back Darrent Williams was in a white Hummer limousine. Just after 2 a.m. in downtown Denver, another vehicle came alongside, and now cops say...
You have a large SUV limousine that appears to be riddled with bullets.
3 people were hit, including Darrent Williams, who was pronounced dead at a local hospital. Denver police still hunting for suspects. Right now, the chance to say goodbye to the late President Gerald Ford is offered again to those standing in line at the U.S. Capitol.
I think he was a good man. You know, I do.
Today, President Bush returns from his holiday in Texas, and later he's expected to view the flag-draped casket at the rotunda. Services for Gerald Ford are going to be held tomorrow at the National Cathedral. More than 2 days after the hanging of Saddam Hussein in Iraq, some of his backers don't like what they see.
The video that has hit the internet is causing a lot of distress and anger on the part of Sunni Muslims especially. They're the minority in Iraq. They were already feeling cut out of the new government by the Shia.
CBS's Randall Pinkston there in Baghdad was also awarded the 3,000th U.S. military death in Iraq since the war there began. The new year is 9 years old in New York, where 1 million people may have packed Times Square last night. They partied, they left, but CBS's Mara Rubin says not everyone left.
The sanitation crews didn't waste any time. Minutes after the ball dropped, they were out with their brooms, brushing up and cleaning up the 3.5 tons of confetti that littered and covered the streets of Manhattan.
It is like Mardi Gras in Philadelphia, the Mummers Parade. It steps off normally on New Year's Day, but not today. There's too much rain, according to parade rep Leo Digman.
With all the costumes and any chance of getting those things wet would basically ruin them.
So they will schedule that parade for Saturday if the weather allows it. This is CBS News.
I'm Kathy Walker with an AM 760 local news update. The Denver Broncos have confirmed that cornerback Darrent Williams has been shot and killed. Denver police say Williams was murdered in a drive-by shooting as he rode in a limo at 11th and Spear.
3 people were struck. They were all 3 taken to the hospital, and one male was pronounced dead a short time later.
Sonny Jackson of the Denver Police Department says at this point, it does not look like it was a random shooting. A father and son from Monument consider themselves lucky to be alive after they were buried in an avalanche. It happened yesterday near Loveland Pass. Stan Gingrich and his son Mark were descending without skis when they triggered the slide.
Felt like there was like rocks just bouncing off my stomach, my ribs, and I think we're just lucky to be alive.
Gingrich talked with our partners at 9 News. Both men escaped with just minor injuries. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Kathy Walker. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Good morning. Traffic very light on this first day of the new year. I-25 moving well with speeds in the 50s and 60s. C-470 across Highlands Ranch looking good. Downtown Denver on Spear, it is closed from 8 to 12 due to a police investigation. No word on how long that will be closed. And I-70 into the mountains. Traffic extremely light this morning. Snow and icy conditions. KKZN weather, mostly cloudy today. A high of 38, low tonight around 14. And then for your Tuesday, sunshine back in full force. A high of about 40. Currently 22. I'm Shannon Stone, Sports Radio 950 The Fan, Denver Sports Station.
Visit Scandinavian Design's winter clearance sale now and save up to 50% off on select furniture for your home and office. Located on North Wadsworth Parkway and Hampton Avenue. Or visit ScandinavianDesigns.com.
An American family tangled in the political turmoil of southern Mexico. Their only child lost in the fierce jungles of Chiapas. How far will a desperate mother and father go to save their 10-year-old son from the clutches of pure evil? Tony Hayden's novel, The River's Edge, will force you to the edge of anguish and leave you questioning the depths of your own morality. The River's Edge by Tony Hayden. Buy it online or at a bookstore near you.
The odds of a child being in a Broadway show? 1 in 11,000. The odds of a child being diagnosed with autism? 1 in 166. To learn the signs, go to AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Jay Marvin in the morning. Randy Rhodes in the afternoon on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Michael Swan is under the influence. Spending a little time coaching, he helps Michael stay off drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer. No matter what it is, you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313 and be an influence on the kids in your community. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Listening to the best of Sam Cedar on Air America Radio.
All right, folks, it's Casual Friday. We are going to wade into it. We are going to wade into it big time. On the phone, Christopher Hayes. He is a senior editor of In These Times. His writings appeared in The Nation, The American Prospect, The New Republic. I would say a semi-frequent guest on this program with, you know, more and more frequency. We have a little bit of... he has written a piece in The Nation, 9/11, The Roots of Paranoia. Christopher, how are you?
I'm good, Sam. Thanks for having me back.
Tell me about your piece here. Just give me a general overview, and then we'll get into this.
Yeah, later. I mean, the general overview is basically to sort of look at the polling data... you know, the polling data shows that a very large percentage of Americans think that the government is lying about what happened on 9/11, even to the extent of thinking that the government was somehow complicit in the attack. There's a Scripps poll in July that said a third of Americans think the government lied so that we could go to war, you know, was complicit in the attack so we can go to war in the Middle East. There was another one more recently in October that said 28% of people think that the government is, quote, mostly lying about what happened on 9/11. So I tried to write a piece that sort of explains why this is the case. Now, the people who believe that 9/11, you know, was a conspiracy and we don't know the truth would say that the reason this is the case is because the truth is coming out. I don't happen to share that view, and so to me, it's hard to explain just why this is happening. And I step through is basically say, look, what's happened is that the media has been so credulous. I call it the credulous style. And has approached the sort of establishment, the kind of journalistic political establishment, has approached the administration for the last 6 years with such a sort of surfeit of ingenuousness, for lack of a better word, and just kind of this conception in which no one's doing anything behind the scenes, there's no backroom deals, we didn't go to war for oil, that's a notion that's on its face is crazy, and anytime anyone raises any objections, they label them conspiracy theorists. So when Dean said, look, I'm a little suspicious, back in 2004, he said, I'm a little suspicious of the fact that, you know, coming out with these terror warnings every day and yanking up the code, the color or whatever. Bush's spokesperson called Dean a bizarre conspiracy theorist. Of course, then later we find out that when Tom Ridge retires, that's exactly what they were doing. He was getting all this political pressure to futz with it. So the point is that when you have this kind of credulous establishment that's so clearly sort of missing the boat, people are going to start to think, well, God, they lied about the weapons. They're constantly lying about these terror threats. Every other month we get some big terror threat that's arrested, and then it turns out to be nothing. In fact, the big liquids attack in England, the judge in Pakistan just refused to go forward with the trial on the guy who was apparently the central figure, quote unquote, because there wasn't enough evidence in Pakistan.
Right, exactly. So, all right. So let's break this down. You're saying that there is an environment, there is a context in which basically feeds into this sense of paranoia that creates these theories.
Exactly.
And let's list them here. One is the 9/11 commission.
Right.
Now you write that you think that it was a whitewash.
Right. I mean, look, that commission. I mean, this was the commission was exact was sort of an interesting study in how official Washington, the establishment, reacts to skepticism. Right. So they know that people are starting to ask questions. There's the Jersey Girls. People are saying, what's going on?
Now we know George Bush was against establishing a 9/11 commission ceremony. And then he wanted to appoint Kissinger to be the head of it.
Right.
Now, if you're looking for transparency or even to project a sense of transparency, or you're looking to Henry Kissinger could be the single last person you would want to appoint to this commission.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think single last is that's a fair thing to say. I mean, the guy's probably the most, that guy embodies the sort of backroom deal and the Machiavellian, I mean, the guy's a conspiracy theorist dream in a lot of ways.
Right, and there were other aspects in terms of
Bush wouldn't be interviewed alone. They didn't get to talk to everyone they wanted to talk to. And then we find out, just as one example, that there was this meeting in which George Tenet called with Condoleezza Rice to say, look, we're really concerned about this, Al-Qaeda chatter, and that meeting never even appeared in the report.
Right, and this was a huge PowerPoint presentation that Tenet gave to Condi Rice, and then Condi Rice told Ashcroft about it. Ashcroft, a week later, started taking chartered planes. None of this was in the 9/11 commission.
None of it. It's somehow so, And in that respect, I've been getting, as you might suspect, I've been getting a lot of emails from people that are, believe that 9/11 was some kind of, the official story's wrong, and they believe a wide variety of things, but that have been attacking me for the piece that I wrote. Without sort of getting into it, I do, look, I'm not saying, and I think the piece doesn't say, every single detail of everything we know about 9/11 is on the table. We know everything.
Right.
The government is absolutely trustable on this one thing. I mean, I know, and I think people's skepticism is perfectly sort of healthy and fine, and in some sense is warranted in the sense that, it was a massively complicated event, right?
Mm-hmm.
And B, this is a government that is one of the most willfully deceptive in recent memory. I mean, and we know that. So, what I think has happened, though, is that people's very healthy skepticism towards the government, and combined with this kind of growing movement and the movie like Loose Change and things like this, which I think managed to present a case that at first seems sort of attractive or appealing, it's a little bit of a distraction, or it's a lot of bit of a distraction. It's sort of pulling away people. It's a place to sort of place their very warranted skepticism, but I don't think it's the right place to place it because
right.
I don't.
We're getting ahead of ourselves a little bit here because I want to go through this list of what creates this contest.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, one is that I think everyone agrees that in some shape or another, the 9/11 Commission was a whitewash. Now, you could argue that it was a whitewash because there's certain theories that they're hiding, or you could argue that it's a whitewash because they're protecting the Bush administration's incompetence and our relationships with various countries, maybe Saudi Arabia, and their involvement, whatnot.
Right.
And then you also have the seemingly, the docile quality of the press over the past 5 or 6 years in not questioning anything.
Right.
And so their inability to come up with an alternative theory to what happened, to what the 9/11 Commission brings us, actually sort of feeds into that narrative. And then we should also argue, we should also add to this mix, and I don't know if you, I don't think you mentioned it in your piece, but the Project for a New American Century.
Right.
Which was a document that people like Cheney and Wolfowitz and even Rumsfeld to a certain extent, but a lot of these neocons were associated with this group. They wrote in a document in 99 that the only way that they were going to get their attack on Iraq was if there was some broad consensus of understanding the geopolitical reasons to go there, or if there was another Pearl Harbor attack.
Right.
And so, and then there are, of course, all sorts of inconsistencies and that measure up. And so you're saying it's within this context, and also I should also say that, I mean, look, we also had a situation in 2000 where there was a lot of people who believe, and I happen to be one of them, that the election was completely stolen.
Right.
And so in this context, out of this, there have been alternative theories that have grown up around 9/11, and some get way out there. The notion that there were no planes in the sky, they were actually holograms.
Right.
That goes a little far for me.
Right.
And you're saying that this is a dangerous phenomenon because it poisons the well of skepticism towards our government?
Right. I think that's well said. Yeah, right. Exactly. I think it does. Because I think that the skepticism towards the government is right. I don't think, and I don't think, one thing I say in the piece is that the way that the establishment talks about approaches, say, 9/11, you know, conspiracy theories, right, is to say that, you know, is to call things conspiracy theories and say, on its face, something that's a conspiracy theory is by definition illegitimate, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the way the establishment reacts. So Nicholas Lehman, who's, you know, a very good journalist, an establishment journalist, wrote this thing in the New Yorker called The Paranoid Style, and he basically, that was kind of his thesis, was, look, you know, this is paranoid thinking, and he tried to link together all sorts of stuff, people's skepticism about voting machines and 9/11. But the point I'm making is, look, no, there, you know, the conspiracies happen. I mean, you know, Watergate was a conspiracy.
Well, I mean, let's face it. I mean, 9/11 was a conspiracy. The
right.
issue is who was involved.
Exactly
in it.
Right. 9/11. You know, the story that we know about 9/11, the one that I happen to believe about 19 hijackers. I mean, they conspired in the strict legal sense. That was a conspiracy. Iran-Contra was a conspiracy. I mean, you know, conspiracies happen. I mean, there's nothing wrong with sort of. There's nothing that by definition takes them off the table. So that's the way the establishment dismisses. The reason I don't think it's there is because I think that once you start looking into the evidence and once you try to assemble what would be a plausible theory of the crime that links together all these things, you very quickly sort of fall off the table of plausibility. You know, I mean, so, but I think that the impulse is a healthy one. I mean, the impulse is, look, I don't trust the government just because they say something happened, but that's the way it happened, no matter what the sort of implications are of that.
So this is, we have this dilemma here where, I mean, clearly there is a vacuum that's been created
exactly.
because of the lack of trust with our government, the lack of trust for our media. And what can you do about it at that point? I mean, because, I mean, frankly, I mean, what would, is there anything that could happen that could resolve this? Because, you know, frankly, I believe, I think my belief on the spectrum of what happened on that day runs somewhere in the middle there. I mean, I think it's implausible that, that 9/11 was, that day specifically was picked coincidentally.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you had simply too many other fire drills, essentially, going on.
Right.
With NORAD and in New York itself, that involving a terrorist attack, that I think it's implausible to me that the terrorists didn't choose that day because they were aware of that information. Now, that doesn't mean that there is some cabal at the top of our
right,
government.
Right, right, right.
But it does mean, look, you're talking about heroin dealers in Afghanistan. It's incomprehensible that Osama bin Laden wasn't using heroin as a way of funding what he was doing over there.
Right.
And you've got guys who are at flight schools, and we all know that flight schools are probably one of the biggest entry points for drugs in this country. And we also know that the CIA in the past has been deals with people who deal with this type of smuggling world, and there could be a nexus somewhere down the line, but that doesn't mean that there is some type of octopus at the top of this that is pulling all the levers.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think that even that, you know, I think I'm somewhat skeptical of even that nexus, but I think that once, you know, the leap to me that doesn't quite make sense is to say, look, there are certain things that are unexplained about these phenomena, and then when you assemble them all together, they lead towards some picture of, you know, the government plotting it for whatever reason. But no, I mean, yeah, look, I wouldn't say that we know everything about what's going on. This question of how the vacuum gets filled or what changes, I think there's sort of there's kind of a pessimistic or an optimistic response. I mean, pessimistically, I would say that, we're how many years removed from the Kennedy assassination, and, who the hell knows what happened to the Kennedy assassination,
right.
A. B, there's still a lot of conspiracy theories about the Kennedy assassination. They'll probably persist. The moon landing was faked. I mean, these things have kind of a life of their own. I mean, I think part of that is because the Internet allows people to sort of assemble information, sift through it for themselves, et cetera. I do think on the sort of more positive or optimistic note is that if you look at the polling data, it's I think correlated to the amount of anger, the anger slash lack of trust people have in the government.
Right.
And I think that some kind of, more active press and a government that, obviously all governments lie, as Izzy Stone said, but this one is really, it's a relative, it's on a spectrum, and this one's been sort of really, really lying. A move towards, both a press and a government that are less deceptive, that are more responsive, I think is gonna be something that sort of affects and pulls people back away from this kind of theorizing.
All right. Well, the hope will be too. I think the positive that comes out of this is that we get a more skeptical press, just in general.
Exactly. And I think that we definitely have seen that. Now, part of the thing that's a little annoying about that is because the press gets skeptical once the president gets unpopular.
Exactly.
It becomes a lot easier to be skeptical and ask hard questions.
Anybody can be the last guy on a pig pile.
Right.
All right, Christopher Hayes. Thank you so much. A very provocative piece in the Nation magazine. We got to take a break. We will take your calls, 866-303-2270. It's Casual Friday.
You're listening to the best of Sam Cedar on Air America Radio.
Hi, it's Randy Rose on AM 760 Progressive Talk Radio for the rest of us.
Homeowners, before you write one more check for your high interest rate debts, stop. If you want to simplify your bills and get cash, call and ask about a combo loan from America's number one home loan lender, Countrywide. It's a refinance that you could use to combine your first mortgage, your second mortgage, your car loan, and all your high-rate credit card debt into one easy loan with one low monthly payment. You get the stability of a low fixed rate, and consolidating at a lower rate could save you hundreds of dollars every month and give you the cash you need. No one can do what Countrywide can. Whatever your financial situation, don't wait for rates to go up. Call right now and ask for a combo loan. 1-800-981-2980. That's 1-800-981-2980. Countrywide Home Loans is an equal housing lender. Restrictions apply, so call and apply now. 1-800-981-2980. 1-800-981-2980.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
As expected, traffic very light on the first day of this new year. I-25 still has some icy spots from the Denver Tech Center all the way through town. Seeing speeds, though, in the 50s and 60s, southbound I-25, coming out of North Glen and Thornton, usually pretty busy this time of the morning. This morning, wide open for you. Downtown Denver on Spear, closed from 8th to 12th due to a police investigation. No word on how long that will be closed. And I-70 in the mountains looking very good. Snowy and icing conditions, though, for you. KKZN weather, mostly cloudy today. A high of 38, low tonight around 14. And for Tuesday, sunshine back in full force and a high of 48. Currently 22. I'm Shannon Stone, Sports Radio 950 The Fan, Denver Sports Station.
Arapahoe Basin is now 99% open, including Palavicini Terrain and both terrain parks. The Treeline Terrain Park opened last week with 10 features and 3 jumps. Don't forget to check out arapahobasin.com for info on the High Adventure Series clinics.
Someone asked me the other night at this meeting, what's progressive talk? It's what I want it to be.
Ed Schultz.
Whatever I talk about on this program doesn't change one thing about human rights, civil rights, equal rights, and all the core values that make us Democrats.
The Ed Schultz Show.
You need people that think like I do to vote for Democrats. Instead of running under your little tent when you're not liberal enough. Shut up and give. Step up and get after it.
Weekdays at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I'm not mad at you. I'm just being emotional.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949. Call now. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-888-655-IDEA. InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has investors' information you can have free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new investors. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-888-655-IDEA. That's 1-888-655-IDEA. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free investor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so dial 1-888-655-IDEA. That's 1-888-655-4332.
This is Al Franken on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's talk radio for the rest of us.
Never genuinely believed that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction, yet they lied about it publicly. Claude in, Andre in South Carolina, number three.
Hey, Sam, how you doing?
Good. How you doing, Andre?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for having this show today. I wanted to make just a couple comments about conspiracy theory.
Mm-hmm.
If you look back at the Gulf of Tonkin,
right?
You look at the Northwoods.
Operation Northwoods.
That's correct. There is historic evidence, you know, unimpeachable evidence from classified information that shows that our government has engaged in deceiving the American public in the past.
The U.S. Maine, I believe it was, off the coast of Cuba, was supposedly hit, and that's what was one of the inciting things in the Spanish-American War. Is that not right, Justin?
That is
correct.
And some would say that none of those involved the killing of 3,000 Americans, but with that said, how many have we killed? How many Americans have died in Iraq? How many Iraqis have died in Iraq? It's hard to say, folks. I mean, it's. I think the real issue is, you know, the notion of holograms and radio controlled airplanes. That's where it starts getting a little bit more involved than maybe it need be. All right, we'll continue to take your calls, 866-303-2270. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Best of Sam Cedar on Air America Radio.
The truth all day, every day. Sal Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Here's what we'd like to hear in 2007.
North Korean dictator Kim Jong-il announced today that his nation has suspended all nuclear arms programs effective immediately. The announcement follows a visit to North Korea by presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton, who was successful in convincing the deranged leader that, upon her election in 2008, she would introduce Jong-il to his hero, Elvis Presley. The strongman apparently believes that Elvis is still alive and that the senator is married to him.
Happy New Year from everyone at Air America Radio.
So where do you two keep the books for your contracting business?
It's all up in the old noggin.
Yep, all our sales figures are right in his head.
I see. Does that concern you?
Not at all.
Every waking moment.
You know, there's an easier way to manage your business. QuickBooks. You can be up and running in under 15 minutes. With just a few clicks, QuickBooks software lets you send invoices, see who's paid and who hasn't. It even makes tax time a cinch.
We need that.
Are you sure? I got it all right here.
I'm sure.
QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at CompUSA, OfficeMax, or Circuit City.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor. Now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with a first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. And Avacor with Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order, plus a free gift from Avacor's hair care line of products. Call 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
As expected, traffic very light on the first day of this new year. I-25 still has some icy spots from the Denver Tech Center all the way through town. Seeing speeds, though, in the 50s and 60s, southbound I-25, coming out of North Glen and Thornton, usually pretty busy this time of the morning. This morning, wide open for you. Downtown Denver on Spear, closed from 8th to 12th due to a police investigation. No word on how long that will be closed. And I-70 in the mountains looking very good. Snowy and icing conditions, though, for you. KKZN weather, mostly cloudy today. A high of 38, low tonight around 14. And for Tuesday, sunshine back in full force and a high of 48. Currently 22. I'm Shannon Stone, Sports Radio 950 The Fan, Denver Sports Station.
Arapaho Basin is now 99% open, including Palavicini Terrain and both terrain parks. The Tree-Lined Terrain Park opened last week with 10 features and 3 jumps. Don't forget to check out ArapahoBasin.com for info on the High Adventure Series clinics.
AM 760, Progressive Talk. Always on your radio, always online. Live streaming brought to you by the National Ballet Academy of Denver. Listen to AM 760 on AM760.net. AM 760, Progressive Talk.
An American family tangled in the political turmoil of southern Mexico. Their only child, lost in the fierce jungles of Chiapas. How far will a desperate mother and father go to save their 10-year-old son from the clutches of pure evil? Tony Hayden's novel, The River's Edge, will force you to the edge of anguish and leave you questioning the depths of your own morality. The River's Edge by Tony Hayden. Buy it online or at a bookstore near you.
There's a place where a total stranger will give their blood to save your life. A place where someone you never knew will save your child from drowning. Where someone will give you food and shelter after a flood. That place is called America, where we look out for each other. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org today.
Attention! Tuesday, January 2nd is the final day of the MedBet Autoplex inventory equalization sale. Record numbers of new and used cars and trucks have been sold at sacrifice prices, and hundreds more remain. Choose from rows and rows of Chevrolet, Cadillac, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ford, Lincoln, Mercury, Buick, Pontiac, GMC, Hummer, Suzuki, and pre-owned. Consumers are saving as much as $15,000 on new vehicles. MedBet is offering deep discounts, 0% financing, or no payments for 6 months on select vehicles for qualified buyers. Plus, both MedBet Autoplex locations have millions of dollars worth of pre-owned on sale. Only hours remain to capitalize on this event. Our accountants have ordered that all inventories must be in compliance by the close of business Tuesday. If you miss this opportunity, you'll never forgive yourself. Act now. Only at MedBet on the I-25 corridor to part the 181 ramp Castle Rock and on I-70 in Wheatridge. Exit Kipling, exit Ward, but exit the giant MedBet Autoplex.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon Laser Center, Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can support Progressive Talk. AM 760.
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now's the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. Choose from up to four real offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
Attention shoppers, if anyone is missing a rather plump set of love handles, please come to the customer service counter and claim them. The ample love handles were lost in the produce department where their former owner had purchased fruits and veggies to munch on during the big game. Thank you and have a good day.
Small step number 81, snack on fruits and veggies. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to get healthy. Learn more at www.smallstep.gov.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is Randy Rhodes, and this is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
You're listening to the best of Sam Cedar on Air America Radio.
We are back. We are talking about this Operation Wagon Train, which has arrested 1,300 undocumented workers across the country, from I guess five different communities nationwide that where Swift and Company meat processing plants are located. Apparently, number two meat processing plant just in the world or in the country. No charges for some reason to be filed against Swift at this point, and. Ostensibly, this raid was about identity theft. Only 65 of those 1,300 people were charged on identity theft. I don't know. Tyke in New Jersey, welcome to the program, Tyke.
Listen, you know, it really, I really get upset to hear these people, evidently that don't have half a brain, talk about the causes that they take up, you know, like it sounds good and these are good. I'm a good American, so this is why I'm backing this. But do they have any idea what it would cost for the fruits and vegetables, for the lawns to be cut, for all the services and all the goods that these people provide for us at a low price if they had to, if they weren't around, if all these people were taken away, what it would end up costing? You know, I mean, let's just get this guy high. He's talking about, oh, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, how long could he be able to afford anything if these people weren't providing the goods and services at the price they do?
Well, I mean, Tyke, there's definitely obviously some truth to what you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean,
but with that said, you're also talking about what it also is doing at the same time is it's drawing down wages for workers in this country. And, you know, what would happen is people would have to pay more for those services and more Americans would get better, high-paying jobs.
Well, what they need to do then is raise the payment, you know, raise the pay.
Yeah, well, you're right. I appreciate the call, Tyke. I mean, there are two sides to this situation, and it is certainly a way in which corporate America uses to depress labor costs, not just in hiring these immigrants, but also in terms of drawing down labor costs across the spectrum of labor. JR in California, welcome to the program, JR.
Hi, Sam. I'd like to just point out, I come from Delano, California. I don't know if you listened before this. Thomas Cesar Chavez, who was United Farm Workers Association, founer of it, Delano, California. We have a large number of immigrants in this area. I don't know how many illegal, I really don't care. But what I'd like to point out is the issue isn't really about all illegal immigrants. The issue is about Mexican immigrants. We're pointing out Mexican immigrants and we're picking on them. Where's Ty from Staten Island, if I heard right?
Yes.
Ask him how he feels about Canadian immigrants that come across the borders every day, like I know many Mexican immigrants that do, to work in this country. Because I'm sure we have that same problem in that area that we do down here.
Well,
so we're not focusing on Canada or any other country. We're focusing on keeping Mexicans out.
No, JR, you're absolutely right. I got to let you go because your phone's a little bit problematic. But you're absolutely right. Look, you know, when people talk about the so-called 12 to 20 million illegal immigrants in this country, what is overlooked is the fact that over half of those people got here first with legal immigration and was simply overstayed their visas. I mean, there's this focus on Mexican immigrants. I mean, that's the word is illegal for a reason. Well, you know, the word's illegal for a reason because that's where how did people decide to frame the debate. But we don't talk about Canadians in this debate. When we try and argue that somehow this has to do with terrorism, we don't talk about putting a fence across the border with Mexico, with America and Canada. When, in fact, all the known terrorist suspects who have ever been arrested, you think back to the millennial bombing plot, they've come through the Canadian border. So the notion that this is about terrorism and securing the border is a joke. The notion that this is about simply because the word is illegal. Look, you know, we have millions of elderly Americans who buy drugs from Canada illegally. We don't refer to them as illegal seniors. We should be going off of the after the companies that are hiring these people. And frankly, we should be dealing with things like NAFTA, which drive a lot of campesinos out of their jobs in Mexico and leave them but no choice to come up north. Let's go to Gene in Queens, New York. Welcome to the program, Gene.
My point is they cannot prosecute these corporations because they have colluded with them. Inasmuch as there's an administrative order that forbids the Social Security Administration to notify these companies that they have turned in false Social Security numbers and the money with them.
Right.
The other woman said they're holding this huge amount of money. But the thing is, how can they prosecute the corporations when they have actually colluded with them?
Well, I mean, I think there's some truth to that as well, Gene. It seems to me that there are other ways in which you can determine someone's citizenship. I mean, obviously, a Social Security number is not hard to fabricate. But you're right, there's a certain amount of collusion because of our earlier caller who simply said that the prices of commodities would go up through the roof if we actually had to pay workers a fair wage. Speaking of paying workers a fair wage, coming up next, Jacob Hacker, author of The Great Risk Shift. He's professor of political science at Yale University, fellow at the New America Foundation. You're going to want to hear what Professor Hacker has to say about the assault on American jobs, families, health care, and retirement, and how you can fight back.
You're listening to the best of Sam Cedar on Air America Radio.
This is Randy Rose.
This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Real words from real people about lifeline screening.
I was told I should see my doctor or go to the emergency room immediately. Later I said to the physician, I guess I'm pretty lucky to have had those tests. He answered, it saved your life.
In less than 1 hour, Lifeline screening checks for warning signs of stroke and vascular disease. Nearly 50% of people that suffer a stroke never have symptoms. Don't wait until it's too late. Get screened today.
The doctor said I'm one lucky guy, and if I hadn't gone to the screening, I would have been a statistic.
$129, 4 ultrasound tests, no needles, no pain. Just peace of mind.
I owe my life to you.
Mobile testing units are coming to your neighborhood. If you're over 50, make an appointment by calling 1-888-908-TEST. That's 1-888-908-TEST.
Lifeline screening saved my life.
Do you care about our nation's energy situation? Do you know that our oil dependence is expected to worsen over the next 20 years? Our political leaders need to know that you want action on this issue. Unlike Brazil and even Sweden, we have no plan to control our energy destiny. If you care, sign our petition at EI2025.org and support political candidates that will do more than talk. Learn more at Americans for Energy Independence, EI2025.org.
70 looking great all the way up to the Eisenhower Tunnel. And downtown, we've been telling you about this, Spear closed downtown between 8th and 12th from an overnight police investigation. 950 the fan weather, mostly cloudy skies today, a high of 38, low tonight around 14. And for your Tuesday, a lot of sunshine, a high of 48, currently 22. I'm Shannon Stone, Sports Radio 950 the fan, Denver Sports Station.
Arapaho Basin is now 99% open, including Palavicini Terrain and both terrain parks. The tree-lined terrain Theme Park opened last week with 10 features and 3 jumps. Don't forget to check out ArapahoeBasin.com for info on the High Adventure Series Clinic.
Another holiday season, and another season with men and women overseas.
Iraq, Afghanistan, Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan.
All places far from home. Happy holidays to you and your family all over the world. From AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's bring our military
coming back home.
An American family tangled in the political turmoil of southern Mexico. Their only child, lost in the fierce jungles of Chiapas. How far will a desperate mother and father go to save their 10-year-old son from the clutches of pure evil? Tony Hayden's novel, The River's Edge, will force you to the edge of anguish and leave you questioning the depths of your own morality. The River's Edge by Tony Hayden. Buy it online or at a bookstore near you.
Do you hate opening your mail? Do you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are creditors hassling you for payment? Did you know that new laws require your minimum payments to double? If you can't afford it, please call Financial Freedom of America for free information and learn how you can have your credit card bills reduced by up to 60%. You never have to pay back a penny of the debt that is settled for you. Save thousands or tens of thousands off what you currently owe. They are experts at negotiating debt settlements and can wipe out up to 60% of your credit card bills. Financial Freedom of America does all the work for you, but you need to have at least $10,000 in credit card bills to qualify for this program. Eliminate the stress that comes from being neck deep in credit card debt.
Call Financial Freedom of America today. 888-326-5987. That's 888-326-5987. For your free consultation, call now. 888-326-5987.
Brenda Coates is a real GEICO customer, not a paid celebrity. So to help tell her story, we hired Mr. Burt Bacharach.
Last year, I was rear-ended by a GEICO customer.
I was hit in the rear.
First thought in my mind was about that funny lizard.
Lizard licks his eyeball.
I was so impressed with how they handled my claim, I switched.
I hope I'll never get hit in the rear again.
GEICO. Real service, real savings.
There's a place where a total stranger will give their blood to save your life. A place where someone you never knew will save your child from drowning. Where someone will give you food and shelter after a flood. That place is called America, where we look out for each other. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org today.
Jay Marvin in the morning, Randy Rhodes in the afternoon on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The concept is of risk in the way you talk about it and how it's been shifted.
Well, risk is something that we all sort of know about in our own lives. We all know the feeling when we find out that, or we fear that our job might be lost, or that we might be hit with high health costs, or something else will happen that will throw off our financial balance. But risk is not often the way that we look at our economy. We often talk about, you know, whether wages are up or down or unemployment is up or down. We don't think as much about how is our income and our security changing over time. And really the argument of the book is that in almost every facet of our economic life, our health care, our pension plans, our job security, our family finances, a huge amount of risk and responsibility is shifting from the broad shoulders of government and corporations onto the fragile backs of American workers and their families.
And to a certain extent, I mean, part of the reason why we organize in a society is, and maybe it's the primary reason, is to diffuse risk.
That's right. I mean, if you think about the greatest achievements of modern society and capitalism, they really all revolved around finding ways to deal with some of the most severe risks we faced. And in the economic arena, that's certainly true as well. You know, we gave limited liability relief to corporations. We gave bankruptcy relief to entrepreneurs. We gave deposit insurance to people who put money in savings institutions. We created a money supply that protected against financial shocks and a money system that protected against financial shocks. And it's really, I think...
Security Exchange Commission to make sure that we can trust... I mean, the list goes on and on.
And the list goes on and on. And, of course, in the 20th century, we created institutions like Social Security and Medicare and unemployment insurance that dealt with some of the major risks that workers face. And the argument of this book is that that tradition of what's often called social insurance is coming undone, that for a lot of reasons, particularly the increasing globalization of our economy and the shift from manufacturing to services, our economy is becoming a lot more uncertain. But the institutions that protect us against risk have not evolved and in many cases have been torn back by people who criticize them as being a drag on our economy. And I'm arguing that far from being a drag on our economy, in a much more uncertain economic world, we need those institutions even more than ever. And we can't expect, that employers are going to continue to provide, you know, the generous benefits they used to. We have to figure out a way to create a new foundation of security for the 21st century.
And because the implications are, and you're saying that this, you know, we hear a lot of talk about how much GM spends per car on health insurance or health care for its workers. But the implication is if we do not absorb this risk on a societal basis, the cost of it on a per individual basis will be far greater than it would be if we pooled our resources.
That's exactly right. And it's the, you know, the magic of insurance, if you will. You know, these are uncertain events and they don't happen to all of us. But if they happen to any of us, they devastate us. And by pooling those risks, by spreading them across millions of Americans, we can, for very modest cost, protect ourselves against grave risks to our family finances. You know, health insurance and retirement pensions provided by employers used to do a lot of this risk spreading, and we've seen that erode dramatically. I mean, most obviously in our pension system. It used to be that most employers that provided a pension provided a defined benefit guaranteed pension that would give you a fixed amount of income for the remainder of your life in retirement. And now, of course, employers, if they offer a pension at all, are providing a 401k plan that is basically an investment account that your employer sponsors. And it means that you are on the hook if your account dwindles because the market drops, or if you end up living longer than you expect and you spend down the money in your account. In other words, the risk is on you, and that's really the difference. You know, some people
do, and it's fundamentally not insurance in some respects.
That's exactly right. And I actually think in some ways it's a misnomer to call 401k retirement plans pensions, because the idea of a pension was to provide that kind of insurance, that insurance against risk in the market, that insurance against living longer than expected, the insurance against unexpected inflation, and so on.
And so when George Bush gets out there, I mean, they're really, in some sense, attacking the almost the final pillar of that insurance, infrastructure, being Social Security. When he says ownership society, the other way you could talk about that is, like you say, a great risk shift onto individuals.
It's in some ways, right, the sort of end point or culmination of this trend. Every other aspect of our economic lives is getting more risky. And now some conservatives and President Bush say that we have to turn the last guaranteed foundations like Social Security and Medicare into risky accounts, just like the rest of our economic system. So it really is about shifting more risk onto people. And that, in my view, is not only the wrong way to go for individuals, it's the wrong way to go for our economy as a whole, because if it is indeed the case that our economic lives are becoming more uncertain due to these broader shifts in our economy and our society, that's precisely why we should maintain a basic foundation of security. And I think it's very clear if you look at the evidence that providing a basic foundation of security is really a critical cornerstone of economic opportunity, that people do not feel that they can take risks, do not feel that they can invest in their future if they don't have some kind of basic bulwark against economic risk.
And on top of that, people don't calculate into this notion of if your 401k goes south and you have no Social Security, it's your kids who are then going to have to start bailing you out, and it's going to affect generation after generation after generation in terms of their economic prosperity and security.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, people, unfortunately, are not particularly good at recognizing the real economic risks they face. Most Americans think before they retire that they won't have to draw down equity in their home, that they'll be able to keep working well into retirement, that they won't rely principally on Social Security. And the fact is that most people end up not working, and a lot of them end up not working because of health problems. Most people end up requiring Social Security as their primary source of retirement income. In recent years, elderly people have ended up drawing down the equity in their home and going deeply into debt when they retire. We've seen almost a 130% increase in debt among the aged since the 1990s, and we've seen bankruptcy rates among the aged rising faster than among any other group. So what we're seeing is a breakdown of the retirement security system, the system that we came to rely on for several generations, and yet we've only seen the beginning of this iceberg, right? Because the next generation is going to be even less protected, and the generation after that, if we don't address this problem, will be even less protected.
And they're going to be less protected because the notion of defined benefit pensions have become less and less available to people.
That's exactly right. I mean, in 1980, about 80% of medium and large firms offered a defined benefit pension, and today the number is around 30%, and it's falling. And I think within a generation, no private sector worker who enters the workforce will be offered a defined benefit pension plan. That is a fundamental change. It's as big of a change as any reforms that we've seen in our government programs, and yet it's taken place with very little debate and discussion. And now President Bush and his allies, in calling for moving Social Security over to this model, are essentially saying that we should have all of our retirement security hinge on this very uncertain system. And some of the estimates of what would have happened had the president's plan been put in place really show you the extent to which this is about risk. One estimate said that the least fortunate 10% of people who were receiving benefits under this new system would lose at least $50,000 in net retirement wealth relative to Social Security. And there's just no way you can lose money like that in the present Social Security system. So, again, we have to look at the risk and not just the averages. We have to look at whether or not a program or an insurance policy provides us with protection against these events that can hit all of us. And what we're really doing now is moving to a system in which people don't have that protection. And I think that's very much behind the anxiety that people feel about the economy, despite some of the good economic numbers.
We're talking to Professor Jacob Hacker from Yale University. His book, The Great Risk Shift, The Assault on American Jobs, Families, Healthcare, and Retirement, and How You Can Fight Back. We only have about a minute and a half left. I wanted to get into your plan for healthcare, and maybe we'll have to do this in the new year, because and at that time, too, I know Ron Wyden has just come out with a plan on healthcare. But I want to just get to you say that we need to do three things to basically deal with this harsh new world of economic insecurity: get mad, get wise, get even. Explain those.
Well, I think we have to get wise. As I said, we have to recognize this shift, and I think many Americans aren't yet aware of the extent to which they're facing economic insecurity. Second, I argue we really need to be upset about this. This is a transformation that is not inevitable. Yes, we face these new uncertainties in our economy, but our leaders have been tearing down the flood walls to protect us from risk, and we need to tell them to stop and to rebuild them. And that's finally what I argue we need to do. We need to get even. We need to create a level playing field so that working families have the same kinds of risk protections that corporations and the rich do now.
And when we say working families, we're really talking about 70-80% of the American population.
That's right. And what I show in the book is that even people who are educated and fairly well off are at much greater risk than they used to be. So this is really an agenda for all middle-class Americans.
All right. Well, Professor Hacker, thank you so much for joining us. I'd love to have you back. We can talk more in depth on medical coverage. The book is The Great Risk Shift, The Assault on American Jobs, Families, Healthcare, and Retirement, and How You Can Fight Back. Very important concept for people to begin to understand, folks. This is one of the reasons why we organize in society, is to spread this risk from the individual. Thank you again, Professor. We'll be right back. 866-303-2270.
You're listening to the best of Sam Cedar on Air America Radio.
Homeowners, before you write one more check for your high interest rate debts, stop. If you want to simplify your bills and get cash, call and ask about a combo loan from America's number one home loan lender, Countrywide. It's a refinance that you could use to combine your first mortgage, your second mortgage, your car loan, and all your high-rate credit card debt into one easy loan with one low monthly payment. You get the stability of a low fixed rate, and consolidating at a lower rate could save you hundreds of dollars every month and give you the cash you need. No one can do what Countrywide can. Whatever your financial situation, don't wait for rates to go up. Call right now and ask for a combo loan. 1-800-981-2980. That's 1-800-981-2980. Countrywide Home Loans is an equal housing lender. Restrictions apply, so call and apply now. 1-800-981-2980. 1-800-981-2980.
By using 80 Kessler's creative real estate methods, we've bought and sold 10 houses, and we have a real estate portfolio worth over $1 million. We're buying 2 houses a month now.
You too can become a creative real estate millionaire. This is A.D. Kessler, and I can show you how you can make up to $10,000 or more each and every month for the rest of your life without using any of your own money.
Call right now, and I'll send you my best-selling book, A Fortune at Your Feet, along with my creative real estate DVD. That's a $49 value that's yours for just the shipping and handling fee.
Now's the time to get it and to learn how to make money in real estate the A.D. Kessler way. Call now for this special free offer. Get A.D.'s book and Nuts and Bolts Creative Real Estate video free.
Let me share with you the step-by-step formulas that can make you more money during this next real estate downturn than ever before.
Call now for this limited-time free offer. 800-757-5031. 800-757-5031. Create the success you deserve. 1-800-757-5031.
Cheers to a blue year. Happy New Year from all of us at AM 760. Progressive Talk.
KKZN. Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News. I'm Dave Barrett. Not an easy way to get around on New Year's in Nebraska. It's windy there. Snowdrifts have gotten high in Kansas, up to 15 feet high, where 32 inches of snow fell in some areas. It could take a week to restore power. About 44,000 customers in Kansas lost it from this holiday storm. In Colorado, still lots of digging out to do. Raj Cohan is with KCNC-TV.
Yeah, look at the banks.
Governor Owens toured the hardest hit areas by air. He says his primary concern now is the isolated county roads, towns, and livestock that have suffered the brunt of this storm.
There are many, many farmhouses that are completely isolated, herds that are completely isolated.
In the short run, patrols will continue to identify and check stranded vehicles along some of the more isolated roads to determine if anyone still needs to be rescued.
Raj Chohan from KCNC-TV says so far more than 44 drivers have needed that help. He was a promising player for the Denver Broncos. He was defensive back Darrent Williams.
We just had, you know, 1 mile going into the season, and that's to get into the Super Bowl and winning this.
That's what he told ESPN this season. Yesterday, Denver's season ended. The Broncos did not make the NFL playoffs. Early this morning, a white SUV limo was carrying Darrent Williams and two others. They were fired on in a drive-by shooting in Denver. Williams died. He was 24 years old. The line is reopened at the Capitol Rotunda. There, three white-flowered wreaths accent the stars and stripes of President Ford's casket. CBS's Tom Foti is at the Capitol and joins us live with details.
David, being a drizzly New Year's morning here at the Capitol today, second day of public viewing and respects for Gerald Ford, has drawn relatively small numbers of people so far. But like this social studies teacher, some people were determined to be here.
I just always admired him. I didn't agree with his pardon of Nixon, but all of his other characteristics were very presidential.
Mr. Ford's daughter, Susan, is now greeting visitors in the rotunda. President Bush is due to visit this afternoon. Dave?
New Year's.
Domine Benedictum.
Pope Benedict blessing the faithful. He prayed for world peace, hope, and justice in the coming year. In France, 400 cars were burned. Cops made 250 arrests. Still, they said last night was less violent than the holiday 2 years ago. In Britain, there were fireworks over the River Thames. But winds of up to nearly hurricane force caused New Year's, the events on New Year's Eve, to be canceled in Liverpool all the way up to Scotland. Stateside in Boston. That's the lively serenade you could have heard during first night celebrations. And more than a million people showed up in Times Square in New York. This is CBS News.
Hi, I'm Kenny Mayne. Safe, good drivers like Vern here who switched to Progressive.
I'm Kathy Walker with an AM 760 local news update. The end of a season and the end of a promising Broncos life. The Broncos confirm cornerback Darrent Williams has been shot and killed in a drive-by shooting. Williams was shot while riding in a limo after leaving a nightclub. Denver Police spokesman Sonny Jackson.
And hopefully we'll be able to determine where they're going to and what might have transpired prior to the shooting.
Two other people riding in the limo were also injured. Denver police say it does not appear to be a random incident. State officials are calling them lucky. Scott Tepfer of the Colorado Avalanche Information Center says an 18-year-old man and his father were able to walk away after triggering an avalanche that buried both of them in the backcountry near Loveland Pass yesterday. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Kathy Walker. Now here's Shannon Stone with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Going to be a lonely drive for you on a Monday morning. If you like company on the road, you're going to be disappointed. Road conditions are getting better. Main highways, for the most part, pretty dry. Speeds in the 50s and 60s on I-25, 225 through Aurora and up north on I-70, looking pretty good for you. Watch for icy conditions still on the main highways and especially on the on and off ramps. Bridges and overpasses slick this morning. Heading to the high country westbound I-70, looking great all the way up to the Eisenhower Tunnel. And something we've been telling you about all morning long, Spear is closed between 8th and 12th from an overnight police investigation. We'll keep you updated with that closure. 950 to fan weather. Mostly cloudy skies for us today. A high of 38, low tonight around 14. For Tuesday, a lot of sunshine, a high of 48 and currently 21. I'm Shannon Stone, Sports Radio 950 the Fan, Denver Sports Station.
Whether your child needs to catch up, keep up, or get ahead in school, Sylvan Learning Center can help with personalized tutoring to meet your child's individual needs. Call Sylvan today and see why more parents turn to Sylvan. Call 1-800-EDUCATE today.
An American family tangled in the political turmoil of southern Mexico. Their only child, lost in the fierce jungles of Chiapas. How far will a desperate mother and father go to save their 10-year-old son from the clutches of pure evil? Tony Hayden's novel, The River's Edge, will force you to the edge of anguish and leave you questioning the depths of your own morality. The River's Edge by Tony Hayden. Buy it online or at a bookstore near you.
It's never too early to start reading to your children. When you open a book, you can explore new worlds, meet new friends, and discover new adventures, like the ones in the Chronicles of Narnia.
Impossible!
Are you prepared for what awaits you?
To find out more about the wonders of reading, you can visit the Library of Congress website at www.loc.gov and let your journey begin. This message has been brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Randy Rhodes on AM 760 Progressive Talk, radio for the rest of us.
Listening to the best of Sam Cedar on Air America Radio.
We are back. Numbers 866-303-2270. If you want to send us an email, samcedarshow@gmail.com, or you can check out our blog at samcedarshow.com. On the phone, it's a real pleasure to welcome to the program Jack Cafferty, a veteran, award-winning television newsman. He anchors CNN's weekend business show, In the Money, and provides commentary and insight for CNN's afternoon program, The Situation Room. Welcome to the program, Jack.
Sam, how are you? Nice to see you.
Thank you very much for joining us. I have followed your recent career with a tremendous amount of interest. But before we get into that, tell us tonight about your special report, Broken Government. It airs tonight at 7 p.m. and then airs over the next week in October at 8 p.m. and 11 p.m.
The show tonight is the first of a series of specials that CNN's doing leading up to the midterm elections. Broken Government, the title's sort of self-explanatory. We've become dysfunctional in this country. We're going to take a look at four basic areas, I guess, in the show tonight. We'll look at immigration. We'll look at electronic voting. We'll look at the zoo that we call the United States Congress, and we'll take a look at the presidency.
So, aside from an inability to deal with issues that are relevant to Americans, do you think that over the past couple of years we've seen a more fundamental problem in terms of the way our government works?
In what way? I mean, there's so many problems with the way the government doesn't work that it's hard to know where to start. What are you referring to?
Well, specifically, I'm talking about the separation of powers. I'm talking about oversight. I'm talking about the more fundamental structural problems.
Sure.
That I think, you know, I mean, it's one thing to say that we've got too much money in politics. It's another thing to say that now we have legislation that doesn't seem, that seems to actually be generated out of lobbyists.
Well, the lobbyists and the corporations own the government, and anybody who doesn't think that's true is kidding themselves. As far as oversight and checks and balances, the problem with having one party in control of both chambers of Congress and the White House is there is no oversight, and we've seen the results of that. We're we're writing legislation that allows us to do away with habeas corpus. We're writing legislation that rubber stamps whatever the White House decides it wants to do, whether it's constitutional, whether it's legal or not, doesn't seem to matter, and that's extremely unfortunate. We've had a rubber stamp Congress that has given President Bush virtually carte blanche to do almost anything he's wanted for the last 4 or 5 years, all in the name of protecting the country against terrorism. And yet they won't close the border, which is a place where a million people a year enter this country illegally. We don't know who they are, where they're going, what they're up to. We do all this other stuff in the name of fighting the war on terror, but we won't secure the borders of the United States. The hypocrisy is just unbelievable, those are the kinds of things I guess we're going to talk a little bit about tonight.
Well, I mean, you got to admit, if you were actually to secure the border and cut down on the number of illegal immigrants in this country, you would see wages go up and people would actually have to pay their workers more.
Well, maybe not. I don't know. We're becoming a service-oriented economy. The fact that the Congress hasn't bothered to raise the minimum wage in more than 10 years speaks to what's happening to the middle class. They're being squeezed out of the equation. But the concern I have with the borders is we don't know who's coming into the country. And, there are laws on the books that are supposed to protect the nation's sovereignty, and the laws are being ignored. And instead of enforcing the existing laws, these morons in Washington want to talk about, quote, immigration reform, unquote. Well, let's start with enforcing the laws that are on the books. Close the borders, keep the illegals out, stop hiring them, punish the employers that do, and let's begin to, tip the scales back to where they're approaching somewhere close to being balanced. They made a big to-do about the 300 millionth American being born the other day. Hell, he probably crossed the Mexican border 2 years ago.
Well, I mean, that being said, I mean, of the numbers that I've seen, anywhere from 12 to 20 million illegal immigrants in this country, half have actually entered across the border. The other half are overstays on legal entry into the country. But be that as it may, I want to ask you something because I've followed your career, I guess, over the past 3 or 4 years. And when I first became aware of you, you were doing the morning show on CNN,
right.
Which, there's a lot more personality going back and forth talking about, different your favorite cakes and stuff like that. I don't know. Maybe I'm generalizing too much. But, I mean, at one point it seemed, and maybe it was simply a function of you had a different job to do at CNN, but at one point you started becoming very critical of what you were seeing in our government. What accounted for that?
Well, when I started to realize we were being lied to and jerked around. In the beginning, during the run-up to the war, I was like most Americans. I believed what my government and my leadership was telling me, that there was a serious threat of some sort of weapons of mass destruction, that if Saddam Hussein wasn't dealt with, it was a matter of time before he figured out how to get chemical weapons or a dirty bomb into this country and kill a lot of Americans. And, I watched Colin Powell at the UN with that dog and pony show about these are mobile chemical weapons laboratories. And I had no reason to suspect that I was being lied to. And it's like, well, if this is part of the Al-Qaeda threat and the terrorist threat, and in the wake of 9/11, we better get right after these folks and open up a can of whoop-ass on them. And so I was, I was lining up with the rest of the country. We were suckered is what we were. This agenda to go into Iraq apparently predated 9/11 from the research that I've done.
Mm-hmm.
And in the beginning I was all for it. I'm as patriotic as the next guy. I've lived in this country 63 years and I think it's a pretty nice place. But, you know, then I found out we were being jerked around and lied to and misled, and that there was a whole separate agenda going on. And it's like, hey, wait a minute, you know, what are you doing to us here?
And so, do you think that you, I mean, did this create a personal change in your perspective on things? I mean, because, you know, from my perspective, I was looking at this stuff, and maybe I was just more skeptical and, you know, more willing to listen to reports on the other side about the questions about weapons of mass destruction or relationships to Al-Qaeda. And clearly, you know, there was a strong showing by this administration to lie to the people, and it's clear that they, in fact, did lie. I mean, do you think you went through any type have you revisited other issues that you may not have been as skeptical about?
I'm not sure I follow what you're asking. Other issues like what?
Well, I don't know. I mean, what's your perspective on the 2000 election at this point?
Well, nobody knows what happened in the 2000 election. There's a lot of theories, and it doesn't really matter, does it? This is 2006, and there are suspicions about what's going to happen in 3 weeks. There are suspicions about whether the electronic voting machines that are going to be used by 80% of the people who go to the polls are going to work, whether the poll workers at the polling places are going to know how to operate them, whether they're going to be tampered with, whether the results we get out of them are going to be accurate. The tragedy is not what may have happened in 2000. The tragedy is we're sitting here in 2006 worried about an election that we're going to have in 3 weeks, and none of these issues have been addressed, and nobody's been reassured about the security of the system. We got a 230-year-old democracy, the greatest one the world has ever known, and we finally evolved to the point where we can't even hold an election and have any confidence in the outcome or the truthfulness of the results. That's a lot more problematic to me than what happened 6 years ago.
Well, I mean, I agree with you. I mean, I agree with you that it really is about the challenges we face going forward. But I guess from my perspective, you know, there's a lot of people who tell me, why are you talking about how we got into Iraq? It's not relevant. We're there. But from my perspective,
not relevant.
Well, I mean, that's what people say to me,
You ought to just refer them to the families of the kids who are being killed over there every day and see how relevant it is.
Well, exactly. And I guess my point is that, you know, maybe the reason why we can't fix the voting system now. I mean, I'm starting to hear reports out of Ohio that, you know, Blackwell, who's running for governor and still remains to be remains Secretary of State, has begun a massive purge of voting rolls, and we know this was a big issue back in Florida in 2000. And I guess from my perspective, unless we resolve what has happened in the past to some extent, where we do understand what happened, we can't really hope to go into the future and correct it.
Yeah, well, everybody's got a point of view. This isn't rocket science. You know, you have a way to count the votes, and you have a way to keep track of the votes, and you have a paper trail that tells you what happened in the voting booth. This isn't, you know, this isn't like putting a man on Mars.
Right.
So, you know, the fact that we choose not to do it, or for whatever reason the system falls through the cracks is a pathetic litany on where we are, I think. But, you know. 2000 was 2000. You know, it's yesterday's news.
Now, let me ask you this. You get a lot of feedback from your viewers. What are people saying? Have you noticed a marked change in people's perspective in how much they're willing to trust our government?
Well, I don't think they trust the government at all. The people are furious. I mean, the Congress spends its time debating amendments to ban flag burning and gay marriage. And they meet on Sunday night to do, a crash piece of legislation on whether or not to disconnect a tube from a woman who has been brain dead for 15 years. I'm talking about Terri Schiavo.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't address Social Security. They can't address closing the borders of this country. They can't address the fact that we got 47 million people in this country with no health insurance. People are furious, and they're fed up, and I hear from thousands and thousands of them every week, and they are absolutely steamed. We'll see, you know, whether that translates at the ballot box, and I'm not talking about, you know, Republicans or Democrats, but the government is broken. The system is dysfunctional. It is structurally unsound, and it doesn't matter what political party is participating. They all take advantage of a system that is set up for the lobbyists and the corporations and the big money boys, And you know, it has to be addressed and changed. We need term limits. We need some sort of outside independent ethics oversight. I mean, you know, look at the scandals and the stuff that's been going on. People being arrested and resigning and charged, and you know, Abramoff and DeLay and Foley, and you got Harry Reid with some weasel land deal out in Nevada.
Well, now wait a second. I gotta take you to task here for a second.
I know where you're going with this, but go ahead.
Well, I mean, look, the Harry Reid deal is a situation where the guy bought some land, he transferred it to an LLC, and he never reported that he transferred to LLC.
You know,
no money.
The rules of the Senate say you're supposed to report every change of ownership in a piece of real estate.
Well,
the rules are pretty clear, and Harry Reid...
Now, but hold on for one second.
Yesterday.
No, the rules actually say that the transaction has to be defined by the change of money, and there was no change of money. Now, I mean, I have an LLC that I have a crappy movie that's not worth $700,000 that I've transferred to.
You're not voting on legislation that affects my life, and you're not standing
in the
United States Senate criticizing the guy across the aisle when you're not playing by the rules yourself.
Well, look,
I happen to like Harry Reid.
No, I understand what you're
long
saying.
Conversations with Harry Reid, but the rules are the rules, and this all this does.
Well, but Jack, now wait a second.
Political ammunition, and I'm not going to get into a yelling match with you. But you know, you got me on here to ask my opinion. This is my opinion.
No, I mean, listen. CNN has certainly covered the Harry Reid deal. In fact, my understanding is that the hours is a lot different than a lot more than when Denny Hastert did the earmark for $200 million that actually increased the value of his property in Illinois.
I don't understand the psychology of if one guy does something wrong, then it's okay for somebody else to do something wrong.
No, I'm not.
You know, you either operate on a set of principles and play by the rules, or you don't. And whether the guy next door to you does that or not is absolutely irrelevant.
But it's a question of creating a false equivalence between the two. And that's really the issue here. I mean, because it's one thing to say that they're all corrupt, but the fact of the matter is,
it's not the issue.
No, but it is
the issue.
Is
we're all in this stuff alone, and you follow your own moral compass, and you let your own conscience be your guide about the way you do your business and live your life. And what the guy across the street does is absolutely irrelevant.
Well, I understand that, but I mean, I'm looking at the number of hours that CNN has devoted to the Harry Reid scandal.
I don't speak for CNN.
Well, okay,
I just work there.
But you brought it up. You didn't bring up Denny Hastert. I mean, I'm saying there is this tendency for people to want to create some false equivalence, and I think that there is actually a difference between a technicality that involves no money and it was a technicality, no money and no personal gain versus these other things. I mean, when you talk about Bob Ney, he is basically going to jail for bribery. That's not the same situation as Harry Reid here. But be that as it may, we have different opinions on this, and I still I am a huge fan of yours, and I commend you for what you're doing on CNN, and I appreciate you taking the time tonight, folks. Broken Government, it's on at 7 p.m. and this series will continue on CNN. I suggest everybody watches this because we do have some major structural problems with our government. Jack Cafferty, thank you so much for joining us.
All right, Sam, good to be with you.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the best of Sam Cedar on Air America Radio.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz. You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Here's what we'd like to hear in 2007.
The addition of Greg Palast and Keith Olbermann to the White House press corps continues to energize the rest of the journalists. Recently, Palast's question regarding the $5 trillion supplemental request for Iraq was predictably deflected by White House spokesman Brit Hume, who rambled for 18 minutes on the Republican plan to eliminate $1, $5, $10, and $20 bills as unnecessary. Despite this tactic, all other reporters repeated only this question for the next six press briefings until Hume fled the room in tears last Tuesday.
Happy New Year from everyone at Air America Radio.
Okay, the question before the court is this. Who exactly eliminated the middleman? All right, we'll come clean. GEICO is guilty as charged. Yes, we did away with him, and we do it again. After all, when GEICO gives you the same great service as the other guys and could save you hundreds on your car insurance, getting rid of the middleman isn't really a crime. It's more of a public service.
Go to GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
AM 760. Progressive traffic.
Going to be a lonely drive for you on a Monday morning. If you like company on the road, you're going to be disappointed. Road conditions are getting better. Main highways, for the most part, pretty dry. Speeds in the 50s and 60s on I-25, 225 through Aurora and up north on I-70, looking pretty good for you. Watch for icy conditions still on the main highways and especially on the on and off ramps. Bridges and overpasses slick this morning. Heading to the high country, westbound I-70, looking great all the way up to the Eisenhower Tunnel. And something we've been telling you about all morning long, Spear is closed between 8th and 12th from an overnight police investigation. We'll keep you updated with that closure. 950, the fan weather. Mostly cloudy skies for us today. A high of 38, low tonight around 14. For Tuesday, a lot of sunshine, a high of 48, and currently 21. I'm Shannon Stone, Sports Radio 950, the fan, Denver Sports Station.
Whether your child needs to catch up, keep up, or get ahead in school, Sylvan Learning Center can help with personalized tutoring to meet your child's individual needs. Call Sylvan today and see why more parents turn to Sylvan. Call 1-800-EDUCATE today.
Defining your listening device.
Radio is an intimate medium.
With sincerity and passion.
Talk radio is a cult of personality.
AM 760 is your meeting place for debate.
You can disagree in America on politics and still be friends.
And you're home for Al Franken.
I've been on the front lines here, my friends. I think I'm right in the mainstream of liberal American thought.
The Al Franken Show.
I think most Americans don't know it, but they're liberal.
Weekday mornings at 10.
I bring the funny.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
He ends the day by turning on the computer to check his stocks. With a click of the mouse, he sees the alerts that tell him to sell two stocks and buy one that's in the watch list. Within 3 minutes, his trades are placed for the following morning. He smiles because he knows that before he even starts his workday tomorrow, he made more money on that trade than he makes in a week at his job. What program does he use to make money with such ease? It's Ross Jardine's Stock Investing Toolkit.
I'm Ross Jardine, and you can get my Stock Investing Toolkit for free. In this free investing toolkit, you get my instructional DVD and my easy-to-use stock investing software. See how a click of a mouse instantly brings you a list of hot stocks, how the automatic ranking score tells you which stocks are the safest investments on the list, and how buy and sell alerts help you make the most money on each trade. It's so easy, anyone can do it.
To get your free Stock Investing Toolkit, call 1-800-380-0502. That's 1-800-380-0502. Get yours sent out today. Call 1-800-380-0502.
There's a place where a total stranger will give their blood to save your life. A place where someone you never knew will save your child from drowning. Where someone will give you food and shelter after a flood. That place is called America, where we look out for each other. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org today.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949. Call now. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949.
This is Al Franken on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's talk radio for the rest of us.
Now they're coming up with all these specials. I just got finished listening to Jack Cafferty and what he's going to talk about.
Well, Al, to be fair, we've only been on for 2.5 years. But with that said, your point remains. You know, Jack Cafferty was one of the guys who early came out and started telling it like it was. Now, I don't know if he had a personal catharsis or I don't know if he just got fed up or what. But I do think, you know, I do have a problem with this notion that there's this somehow moral equivalency and that our government as a whole has been destroyed. It's quite possible when the Democrats come in at the end of November, we're going to find that, wow, these guys have become corrupted too. But fundamentally, I'm sorry, there is a fundamental difference between using your office to enrich yourself and destroy the process of legislation than transferring a personal asset into an LLC and not reporting that you had transferred it into the LLC. It doesn't get you more money. It provides maybe some tax benefits depending on what your accountant tells you, and it might decrease your your insurance costs. But the fact of the matter is, Harry Reid reported that he owned this property. He kept reporting that he was owning it. The difference between him owning it personally or through a pass-through LLC organization is it's minimal. And anybody out there who knows anything about finance knows that. But to say it's morally equivalent to taking bribes like Bob Ney or earmarking $200 million like Denny Hastert to increase the value of property, I'm sorry. I'm just, I'm a fan of Jack Cafferty's, but nobody's going to come on this program and make those fake moral equivalence arguments for me.
You're listening to the best of Sam Cedar
on
Air America Radio.
Progressive Talk Radio for the rest of us.
You know when you open a birthday card from Grandma? She's usually good for, $5? Well, now imagine that you have 100 grandmas. It feels like that.
Have you ever gotten out of your car and something catches your eye on the ground? You walk over and find a $5 bill? Okay, now pretend you find a $495 bill next to it. It's just like that.
New GEICO customers report average annual savings of $500 on their car insurance. Discover how it feels and how much you could save. Go to GEICO.com. Simple as that.
Real words from real people about Lifeline screening.
I was told I should see my doctor or go to the emergency room immediately. Later I said to the physician, I guess I'm pretty lucky to have had those tests. He answered, it saved your life.
In less than 1 hour, Lifeline screening checks for warning signs of stroke and vascular disease. Nearly 50% of people that suffer a stroke never have symptoms. Don't wait until it's too late. Get screened today.
The doctor said I'm one lucky guy, and if I hadn't gone to the screening, I would have been a statistic.
$129, 4 ultrasound tests. No needles, no pain. Just peace of mind.
I owe my life to you.
Mobile testing units are coming to your neighborhood. If you're over 50, make an appointment by calling 1-888-908-TEST. That's 1-888-908-TEST.
Lifeline screening saved my life.
Please call now. 1-888-908-TEST. That's 1-888-908-TEST.
Here's what we'd like to hear in 2007.
In his latest response to the cryptic billboard erected across from the White House bearing the single word peaches, President Bush today agreed to, quote, leave Social Security the hell alone. This is the latest of a series of promises Bush has made in response to daily shipments of the delicious fruit from House and Senate Majority Leaders Pelosi and Reid. As of yet, Bush has not responded to the Senate vote requiring him to, quote, work on that stupid laugh and stop.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Heading to the high country, westbound I-70, looking great all the way up to the Eisenhower Tunnel. And something we've been telling you about all morning long, Spear is closed between 8th and 12th from an overnight police investigation. We'll keep you updated with that closure. 950 The Fan weather, mostly cloudy skies for us today, a high of 38, low tonight around 14. For Tuesday, a lot of sunshine, a high of 48 and currently 21. I'm Shannon Stone, Sports Radio 950 The Fan, Denver Sports Station.
Need to get your office organized? Rush into Office Depot for great deals on a wide assortment of file folders, binders, filing cabinets, and more. So hurry in and get organized today. Office Depot, taking care of business.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin, mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken, Ed Schultz at 1, and Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
An American family tangled in the political turmoil of southern Mexico. Their only child lost in the fierce jungles of Chiapas. How far will a desperate mother and father go to save their 10-year-old son from the clutches of pure evil? Tony Hayden's novel, The River's Edge, will force you to the edge of anguish and leave you questioning the depths of your own morality. The River's Edge by Tony Hayden. Buy it online or at a bookstore near you.
Attention men, you know when it comes to that special moment, timing is everything. Do you know, however, that Viagra can take 60 to 90 minutes or more to work? That's why RapidTabs.com has developed a faster, easier way of taking the Viagra medication. This is not an herbal substitute. This is the genuine Pfizer Viagra. Our U.S. licensed pharmacist specially compounds the Viagra pill into a pleasant-tasting Rapid Tab that you simply dissolve under your tongue. You get results in just 15 to 20 minutes. Rapid Tabs are available online through our U.S. licensed physician by answering a few short medical questions. Once you're approved, our doctor will ship your medication overnight discreetly to your door. You can also choose our Cialis Rapid Tabs or even order the Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra medications in their original forms. Call now or go online to get your prescription for around $6 per recommended dose. Visit RapidTabs.com or call 1-800-640-9134. That's RapidTabs.com. 1-800-640-9134. Timing is everything. Now is the time to call Rapid Tabs. 1-800-640-9134.
Attention. Tuesday, January 2nd is the final day of the MedVet Autoplex inventory equalization sale. Record numbers of new and used cars and trucks have been sold at sacrifice prices, and hundreds more remain. Choose from rows and rows of Chevrolet, Cadillac, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ford, Lincoln, Mercury, Buick, Pontiac, GMC, Hummer, Suzuki, and pre-owned. Consumers are saving as much as $15,000 on new vehicles. MedVet is offering deep discounts, 0% financing, or no payments for 6 months on select vehicles for qualified buyers. Plus, both MedVet Autoplex locations have millions of dollars worth of pre-owned on sale. Only hours remain to capitalize on this event. Our accountants have ordered that all inventories must be in compliance by the close of business Tuesday. If you miss this opportunity, you'll never forgive yourself. Act now. Only at MedVet on the I-25 corridor to part the 181 ramp Castle Rock and on I-70 in Wheatridge. Exit Kipling, exit Ward, but exit the giant MedVet Autoplex.
The odds of a child performing at Carnegie Hall? 1 in 73,000. The odds of a child being diagnosed with autism? 1 in 166. To learn the signs, go to autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Jay Marvin in the morning, Randy Rhodes in the afternoon on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
You're listening to the best of Sam Cedar on Air America Radio.
We are back. Just a reminder, in the next hour, at the top of the next hour, Senator Katherine Harris will be here. She will be in studio, still claiming that she won the election over 2 weeks ago, and still claiming that she is the senator of the state of Florida. We will ask her about that and get her opinions of the day. On the phone, as we speak, one of my favorite guests on this program. He has a blog at MediaMatters.org. He's a senior fellow there at MediaMatters.org/altercation. He, of course, is a columnist for The Nation, a professor of English at Brooklyn College, author of What Liberal Media, The Truth About Bias in the News, the book on Bush, How George W. Misleads America, When Presidents Lie, A History of Deception and Its Consequences, His Sound and Fury, The Making of the Punditocracy, among other great books. Welcome to the program, Eric Alterman.
Hi, Sammy boy. You know, I guess I can live with the fact that I'm one of your favorite guests, but you're my absolute favorite radio talk show host.
Oh, well, you know what? You just went up the list to my favorite guest, period.
Okay.
That was easy.
Although I should qualify that by saying that, you know, Al is kind of in transition. I like Al, too. But I know he's not listening. You're my favorite. Go ahead.
Well, when I said period, that was actually my way of qualifying that statement as well. Now, let's start off with Iran. In a recent post on altercation, you suggested it's deja vu all over again. Tell us what you meant by that.
Deja vu all over again, because Iraq is kind of deja vu all over again vis-a-vis Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
And I really do think they're going to do Iran. I think they can do it politically. So they will.
All right. Well, tell us. Let's start at the end there. Why do you think that they can do Iran? Why do you think they will?
I think they will because they're the most irresponsible group of people ever to run this country, and they really don't care about the enormous death and destruction, not only of Iranians but of Americans, it will cause. I think they think that they're playing for higher stakes than a few thousand lives here and there that might exist in the present. I think that they're dangerously deluded people, and it's unbelievable to me that fate has given them the power over the most powerful nation in all of human history at this moment.
Let's try and get into their head. I mean, maybe this is a fool's errand, but let's try and get in their heads. What do they think that they would accomplish by attacking Iran, and how do you think, or start with, how do you think that they would attack Iran? Would it be a ground invasion? Would it simply be bombing? And what do they think they would accomplish by doing this?
Well, you know, they're on a mission from God. They think that the world cannot be safe if one of these nations that is opposed to our values and allied with terrorists and other ne'er-do-wells, and also people who say they would like to wipe Israel off the face of the earth, they think that the world just can't accept this, and that anything would be worse than that. I mean, nothing could be worse than that. And so the fact that there'll be a cost in terms of terrorist reprisals, this is the first time the United States is attacking another country that can hit us back.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, sorry, I guess I didn't turn off my call waiting. Anyway, so they think that the eventualities that these cause are minor compared to the dangers that the world will face, particularly the danger to Israel. You know, they really believe that Israel could be wiped out and might, in fact, would be, possibly will be wiped out if Iran gets a nuclear bomb. I mean, to be fair to the ones who are less crazy than others, the leadership of Iran is a very, very strange, possibly kamikaze-type group of people who really do, you know, believe that paradise is waiting for them in their ultimate sacrifice. And these are the same people that led the hopeless attack against Iraq 20 years ago. And that clearly was a fool's errand. And so they think that it's quite possible that they would do the same, this time with nuclear weapons, against Israel. The effect of uniting the entire Arab world against the West and setting off some sort of conflagration. And it's possible to believe, you know, it's possible to convince yourself that this is likely to happen.
But here's the thing I don't understand, though, is that it is clear from at least every military expert that I have spoken to, every expert on this, I haven't seen anything that contradicts the notion that we do not have the capacity to take out their nuclear program.
We don't have the capacity to take it out. Nobody thinks that. But we do have the capacity to degrade it to the point where we would delay the program by 10 or 20 years, and that will give us time to overthrow them. That's really the plan.
And so you think that would be their agenda, and so you think they're going to do this by how? By aerial bombing? Is that what?
Yeah, it's just simply bombing, nothing more. The problem is, I mean, the problem with the thinking that I just laid out for you, it might have sounded a little bit rational, actually. The problem with it is that it assumes, first of all, it assumes that Iran's a lot closer to the bomb than the CIA says it is.
Well, the CIA has come out and said that they have no evidence, you know, according to Cy Hirsch, they have no evidence whatsoever that they have achieved any success in developing it.
Right. I think we can assume that they're at least 10 years away. I think, you know, if you read the University of Wisconsin's report, Gary, what's his name, Mulhauser?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's about where they are, that they've got 10 years. So this is a problem that has 10 years to solve itself. But the Bush administration, of course, has 2 years left on its tenure, and they want to go down in history as the people who, quote-unquote, solve this problem. So that's one big problem with their thinking, is that they're way ahead of their own curve, even if you believe their way of thinking. The other problem with their thinking is that, you know, they've picked an incredibly costly way to solve this problem, because they're asking for not only terrorist attacks against all U.S. targets in Europe, in the United States, but also in Iraq. I mean, Iran is the strongest regional power in the region aside from Israel. You certainly don't want to have a war in Iraq between Israel and Iran. That's crazy.
Right.
But they can decide the fate of Iraq, you know, which is not good now. They can, I mean, they're, you know, they've got the allegiance of an awful lot of the Shia population, and they can just end any hopes that one has whatsoever for any kind of order, much less
Well, it's not just a question of order. I mean, it would not take much. And they don't even, I don't even think in this scenario, when you have the Americans bombing a Shia population, I don't think it would take much for Muqtada al-Sadr to say, all right, I'm not even in a position where I could actually stop the Shiite militias from attacking the Americans now. I mean, that's the bottom line.
Yeah,
you wouldn't even need Tehran to turn on a switch or anything. It would simply happen. It would naturally accrue from that.
Well, it would simply occur, but it would be a lot different if you have, if you had Iranian armies marching into Iraq.
Right. That's an added.
Who could say? What world? Who in the Arab world would say you don't have the right to attack America, the American army in Iraq after the United States or Israel? I mean, actually, one scenario we're not talking about, which is, I think, a little bit more likely, is that Israel does it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Iran would retaliate against Israel, and then the United States would help Israel, and who knows exactly where that would lead. Nobody does. I just think it can't lead any place that's, any better than the terrible place we're in now. I mean, that's the situation that's crazy. Like I said, this is the worst group of leaders we've ever had in the modern era.
Now, aside from them being the worst group of leaders, which I agree with you, what gives you an indication that they will do this, and then what gives you a sense that they politically can get away with it?
I don't think the Democrats are going to oppose it very strongly, if at all. I think that, first of all, it's very hard to oppose any kind of military action by the president, in quote-unquote wartime. And secondly, I think that AIPAC is playing a very strong role in keeping the Democrats on board. That this is something that AIPAC wants, and it's not, they haven't demanded support for it up front, but they have made it very clear that, for instance, if you want to be president of the United States, you ought not to get out in front on opposing this. And so I haven't heard any lead Democratic candidates get out in front on opposing this. And if they don't, the rest of the party is not going to speak.
Well, I mean, that's just, this is a horrible scenario you're talking about. I mean, I guess the real question is it something that there actually has to be any type of buildup of? I mean, if you're talking about an airstrike, it's conceivable that it could, George Bush could order it, and a week later it happens. We don't need any.
Well, no, I think that. I mean, we've always had contingency plans for it. I think they'd be ready to go in 72 hours if they need to.
And so, how do you think? When do you think this would happen? And what would?
I don't have a view on that. I just don't see what's standing in the way of it. That's all I'm saying. I think they want to do it, and I don't see what's standing in the way of it. You could say we don't have the troops to occupy Iran, and we can't afford another war in Iran, and that's true. But that's not what they want to do. They just want to bomb them on behalf of the world. They want to do another version of what Israel did with Osirak. And that actually most people think was a good idea. I kind of think it was a good idea now.
Well, I mean, from everything I've read about the Israelis bombing that so-called nuclear reactor, that it actually accelerated Saddam Hussein's program. This is what Joe Cierencioni is saying, this is what most of the studies have shown at this point.
Okay, well, I'll defer to Joe if that's what he says. I think what it did, the negative effect it had, it accelerated the spreading out of the program to make it more difficult to take it out next time.
It became, from what I understand, it became the attack itself became a raison d'etre, if you will, of Saddam's entire program. I mean, this notion that, obviously we do need this, and that is what spurred it on. It supposedly accelerated 5 or 10 years.
I haven't read Joe's study, but he knows more about this than I do, and I'll defer to it. But I don't.
You
got to
listen to the program more.
I got work to do, so that when I come on the program, I have something to say.
No, I understand.
But anyway, the program is so interesting. It's so captivating. It's so diverting that I wouldn't be able to get anything done if I was.
No, I understand, Eric. Now, all right. So let's move on to this topic. So we don't know when this.
No, I want to answer you though.
Okay, please.
I don't think that Saddam needed the permission in this context of the Israelis bombing him in order to accelerate his program. I think that was good for Saddam, and
you might.
Well, all I'm suggesting is that it wasn't a question of permission. It was a question of calculating what is good and what is necessary for Saddam to do. And I think that showed him that he did actually have a vulnerability that he could not deal with. I mean, you know, this notion that we're not talking about rational actors in Iran, I think, is a very dangerous thing to stipulate because, you know, everything that this guy has done, Ahmadinejad, when he comes out and he speaks inflammatory language about Israel at that point, it really, from his political standpoint, his domestic political standpoint, it made the most sense. Now, I'm not talking.
I didn't call him irrational. And I'm not talking about his recent inflammatory language in Israel. I'm talking about the fundamental ideology of the movement that he leads.
All right. Well, fair enough. But okay. So let's move on to another topic because I want to talk about media, and we just have a couple of minutes left here. In your latest piece in The Nation, you're talking about the abolishment, or you're calling for the abolishment of the newspaper editorial page.
Actually, I believe I call for the abolition.
Abolition, excuse me.
Since I'm a professor of English.
Well, I am not, and that's why I gave you the opportunity to correct me.
I'm not really one. I have the title, but I'm a historian, not an Englishian. Yeah. So, what's your point?
Well, you tell me, explain to our listeners.
You know, ever since I wrote my first book, which you were good enough to mention, Sound and Fury, I've always thought that the European model of journalism is better than ours because we never get the facts where we need them. We always get, here's what one guy said, here's what the other guy said. But they never tell you if either one of them is telling the truth. That's always on the editorial page.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here's the real truth. But I think that that's useless. I think that it gives politicians a license to lie. And I've always felt that it would be better to mix up what we call fact and opinion. Sometimes facts are not facts. Sometimes opinions are not opinions. And just have a reporter tell us what he knows to be true, he or she knows to be true. And then we, like the way The Economist does, a lot of people read The Economist. A lot of, I guess, listeners also read The Guardian online. That's what they do. They're not afraid to say, here, this is true, and they don't have to put it in the mouth of somebody else. And I think this artificial separation between fact and opinion gives our leaders license to lie. I also think that, remember, I'm not saying get rid of columnists.
Right.
You know, I think more people should be columnists or more people should run my column. I think that unsigned editorials are a waste of everybody's time. They're boringly written because they're written by committee. And who cares what the newspaper says? The newspaper does not occupy the position of the community it did in the 1940s and 50s.
Right.
It's just one more loud, it's one more voice in the din, and it's a waste of space and energy and money. And I give a bunch of examples in that Nation column where I show that if the New York Times had any power, these things would not have happened. Joe Lieberman would not be a senator from Connecticut if the New York Times were the old New York Times.
Right. All right. Well, look, Eric, we've run out of time, but we will talk more and we will catch up as we doomsday scenario of Iran is something that people have been talking about for a while, and it's almost as if we're having to hold our breath and get through these next 2 years until we can get some type of rational leadership in this country.
This is my problem with all these Naderites. You know, I told them a lot can go wrong when you have the wrong guy as president, and they didn't take it seriously. And
well, I guess really now we're learning that lesson. Eric Alterman, thank you so much for joining us. He, of course, is the author of Who Speaks for America? Why Democracy Matters in Foreign Policy. His Sound and Fury, The Making of the Punditocracy. Also, if you're a Bruce Springsteen fan.
Yeah. Say the word Center for American Progress. You always forget that.
And, of course, he is a fellow at the Center for American Progress. You can check it out online at centerforamericanprogress.org. Thank you very much, Eric Alterman. We'll be right back. We'll take some of your calls, 866-303-2270.
You're listening to the best of Sam Cedar on Air America Radio.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Homeowners, before you write one more check for your high interest rate debts, stop. If you want to simplify your bills and get cash, call and ask about a combo loan from America's number one home loan lender, Countrywide.
It's a refinance that you could use to combine your first mortgage, your second mortgage, your car loan, and all your high-rate credit card debt into one easy loan with one low monthly payment. You get the stability of a low fixed rate, and consolidating at a lower rate could save you hundreds of dollars every month and give you the cash you need. No one can do what Countrywide can. Whatever your financial situation, don't wait for rates to go up. Call right now and ask for a combo loan. 1-800-981-2980. That's 1-800-981-2980. Countrywide Home Loans is an equal housing lender. Restrictions apply, so...
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet Academy of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers, offering world-class ballet training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Located just two blocks south of Park Meadows Mall, visit nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
Only northbound spur remains closed between 8th and 12th. Police are continuing to investigate in that area. 950 The Fan weather, mostly cloudy skies today, a high of 38, low tonight around 14 degrees. And for your Tuesday, a lot of sunshine and warming up, a high of 48, currently 22. I'm Shannon Stone, Sports Radio 950 The Fan, Denver Sports Station.
Stressed and can't sleep? The hottest new sleeping pill isn't really a sleeping pill at all. It's Relicor PM, the belly fat pill you take before bedtime. Relicor PM. So if you're stressed out and can't sleep, you need Relicor PM. That's Relicor PM.
A year to remember.
We are so close, and there are tight races going on all over this country, and there are tight races going on in our own backyard. We have to turn this country around.
A year to celebrate.
We have taken over the House of Representatives.
Democrats in control of the House of Representatives.
It's gratifying to see us doing so well.
We'd like to say that the votes are in and we won. Yeah!
Congratulations, everybody.
This place is going absolutely erupting in craziness.
Thank you for sharing 2006 with AM 760, Progressive Talk.
An American family tangled in the political turmoil of southern Mexico. Their only child, lost in the fierce jungles of Chiapas. How far will a desperate mother and father go to save their 10-year-old son from the clutches of pure evil? Tony Hayden's novel, The River's Edge, will force you to the edge of anguish and leave you questioning the depths of your own morality. The River's Edge by Tony Hayden. Buy it online or at a bookstore near you.
He ends the day by turning on the computer to check his stocks. With a click of the mouse, he sees the alerts that tell him to sell two stocks and buy one that's in the watch list. Within 3 minutes, his trades are placed for the following morning. He smiles because he knows that before he even starts his workday tomorrow, he made more money on that trade than he makes in a week at his job. What program does he use to make money with such ease? It's Ross Jardine's Stock Investing Toolkit.
I'm Ross Jardine, and you can get my Stock Investing Toolkit for free. In this free investing toolkit, you get my instructional DVD and my easy-to-use stock investing software. See how a click of a mouse instantly brings you a list of hot stocks, how the automatic ranking score tells you which stocks are the safest investments on the list, and how buy and sell alerts help you make the most money on each trade. It's so easy, anyone can do it.
To get your free stock investing toolkit, call 1-800-380-0502. That's 1-800-380-0502. Get yours sent out today. Call 1-800-380-0502.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949. Call now. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949.
Hi, it's Randy Rhodes on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Radio for the rest of us.
He had cancer. If you haven't seen Nashville, if you haven't seen McCabe and Mrs. Miller, which I think is, really?
I really like Westerns a lot, but that movie just never really done it for me. It is a good movie, but I prefer MASH and Nashville, and Three Women is a really good one also.
I'm a huge fan of McCabe and Mrs. Miller. I'm actually a big fan of Long Goodbye, too. But McCabe and Mrs. Miller and Nashville, of course, he directed MASH. And his style of directing, I think, is just fantastic. I mean, he really, very heavily improv-based, very naturalistic, and just a big fan of his, and it's a great loss. He did The Player, he did Shortcuts, he did Gosford Park.
His movies have this, really lend themselves to the new sort of DVD technology, too, because now that you can turn on closed captions,
right?
You can actually understand a lot more of the dialogue.
Well, that's true.
Which is overlapping a lot.
One of the things that, McCabe and Mrs. Miller is such a fantastic, totally deconstructs, you're talking about social history here, as opposed to this fantastical notion of what the West was like. But, folks, check it out. Do yourself a favor. Go on to IMDb. Pick out a couple of Robert Altman's films. If you haven't seen Nashville, McCabe and Mrs. Miller, and, of course, MASH, start with those. And then work your way through his body of work. So rest in peace, Robert Altman, director dying at age 81. When we come back, we will be talking to Senator Katherine Harris. I know what you're saying. I thought she lost her election. She did, but please, for gosh sakes, don't bring it up. And we will take phone calls from you at 866-303-2270 for her.
You're listening to the best of Sam Cedar on Air America
Real
Radio.
Real words from real people about Lifeline screening.
I was told I should see my doctor or go to the emergency room immediately. Later I said to the physician, I guess I'm pretty lucky to have had those tests. He answered, it saved your life.
In less than 1 hour, Lifeline screening checks for warning signs of stroke and vascular disease. Nearly 50% of people that suffer a stroke never have symptoms. Don't wait until it's too late. Get screened today.
The doctor said I'm one lucky guy, and if I hadn't gone to the screening, I would have been a statistic.
$129, 4 ultrasound tests, no needles, no pain. Just peace of mind.
I owe my life to you.
Mobile testing units are coming to your neighborhood. If you're over 50, make an appointment by calling 1-888-908-TEST. That's 1-888-908-TEST.
Lifeline screening saved my life.
Please call now. 1-888-908-TEST. That's 1-888-908-TEST.
And now for the bonus round. What's the inverse of January 12th?
September 22nd, 9 p.m. Eastern.
Correct. What's next in this sequence? Sequoia? Hummingbird?
Pantalonis.
Correct. About how many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
1 billion.
Correct! Netflix! Nearly 1 billion movies delivered so far. Zero late fees. Choose your movies online and get DVDs delivered right to your door in about one business day. A plan that's right for you from only $5.99 a month. Netflix. It's that easy.
Travelocity presents the Great Spontaneity Sale.
It's good to be spontaneous.
Get a flight and two-night hotel stay for as little as $199.
From $199? Let's go.
Get great deals on weekend getaways, even if it's last minute.
For $199, who wouldn't want to get away?
Book now.
No time like the present.
Spur of the moment travel packages from $199. Visit Travelocity.com or AOL keyword travel for details. Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
Cheers to a blue year. Happy New Year from all of us at AM 760. Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young.
It's a mess here.
A snowy mess around parts of Colorado and surrounding states after the second major winter wallop in a week. Beth Besch is with the Nebraska Public Power District.
We had two storms that moved in that brought freezing rain, ice, and then high winds, which caused power lines to come down and tree branches to fall into limbs and pull services off of houses.
Now she says as many as 20,000 customers are still without power. Steve Miller is with Sunflower Electric, which supplies power to the western third of Kansas.
Until the temperatures rise above freezing and the wind dies down, it's difficult to make large amounts of repairs because if we make them, the wind and ice will just tear it right back down again.
Now, west of Denver, drifts have piled up 10 feet high.
November of 46 was probably the last time we had something this big for a winter time that stayed on the ground for a long time.
Carl Burrows with the National Weather Service in Boulder. At least 12 deaths have been blamed on the weather. Denver police are searching for whoever carried out the early morning drive-by shooting that left Broncos defensive back Darrent Williams dead. Police spokesman Sonny Jackson.
We believe it was probably not random in nature. So we're at this point in time, but we are investigating it by talking to witnesses, and hopefully after talking to them we'll be able to glean what transpired.
Now, the shooting, which left two of Williams' companions injured, happened a few hours after the Broncos lost their final regular season game and were eliminated from the playoffs. On the streets of Spring, Texas, there is grief that native son, Army Specialist Dustin Donica, has become the 3,000th American to be killed in the Iraq War.
I think we've been over there long enough.
3,000 is a whole lot of people to be losing. I didn't realize it had already got up to that point.
In World War II, they lost that many in one day.
We need to get our people out of there.
The U.S. military says it's investigating claims by Baghdad police that an American aircraft bombed homes near an office of a key Sunni politician. Police say four members of one family were killed. Many Sunnis are still irate over the gallows taunts hurled by Shiite witnesses at the Saturday execution of Saddam Hussein. CBS News correspondent Randall Pinkston's in Baghdad.
The video that has hit the internet is causing a lot of distress and anger on the part of Sunni Muslims especially. They're the minority in Iraq. They were already feeling cut out of the new government by the Shia.
Well, thousands of Americans are still filing past the body of President Gerald Ford, who's lying in state in the Capitol Rotunda.
I'm Mark Noller in Crawford, Texas. President Bush wraps up his week-long ranch visit a few hours earlier than originally scheduled to be back in Washington this afternoon. Immediately upon his return, he and the First Lady will head to the Capitol Rotunda to pay their respects to Gerald Ford. Tomorrow, Mr. Bush will deliver a eulogy to his late predecessor.
This country is filled with millionaires living the good life. And you know what? Those millionaires are just like you. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. And I should know, without a single penny, I bought my first property at the age of only 17. Since then, I've become a real estate millionaire living the good life. I've created a proven system to real estate buying that can make anyone a millionaire. Now I want to share my secrets with as many people as possible, so I've put together a powerful tape giving you the basics, and I'm giving it away. That's right, it's free. All you have to do to get it is call 1-800-992-3370. You'll see that you're no different from all those real estate millionaires. It's absolutely true. Even if you don't own a home, you still have what it takes to become rich. Very rich. And my system will prove it to you. Just pick up the phone and ask for my free tape. Call 1-800-992-3370. Get your free tape right now. 1-800-992-3370. 1-800-992-3370.
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-335-1850. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N are allowed to start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. I repeat, this is a public announcement. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N can start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Call CRN's national toll-free hotline for your foreclosure list at 800-335-1850. That's 800-335-1850.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free DVD and $200 discount certificate. 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437. 1437.
Stay off drugs. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
This is Randy Rhodes, and this is AM 760, Progressive.
You're listening to the best of Sam Cedar on Air America Radio.
We are back. We'll get to your calls in a moment, but in studio, it is a real pleasure for me to welcome Bobcat Goldthwait. He is a comedian, an actor, a writer, a director, and I'll tell you something. You got a new film coming out. It's called Sleeping Dogs Lie. One of my favorite all-time movies is Shakes the Clown.
Oh, thank you. Thanks.
And so I had to have you in when I saw that you were doing this, and I know a lot of the people that are in your cast, and we've actually had a couple of them on the program even recently. So first off, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So who'd you have on, like Brian Posehn or Morgan Murphy?
No, you know, Morgan Murphy was in town.
Ah, yeah.
With Marin, I guess, a couple of weeks ago when we were doing the Majority Report.
Now some of the movie was filmed in Morgan's apartment.
Oh, so that's how she got the cast.
She got the job. Yeah, it's, you know, we shot it in 16 days.
Wow.
When we were filming in Morgan's apartment, the woman who lived above her got a hold of the script. And she read it, and then, you know, we didn't have permits, and she comes down, knocks on the door, and she's like, can I talk to you, please? And I'm like, and she goes, this is the most disgusting thing I've ever read in my life.
And do you have someone playing girl number two?
and here's my headshot. There she goes, this is the most disgusting thing I've ever read in my life. There's no reason to bring this into the world. That's what she says.
Wow.
And then I obviously I'm like, you know, kind of hurt, I guess. She goes, you know what? I'm sorry. You're just doing your job. You didn't write this. And then Morgan goes, no, he wrote it. He wrote it too. So about 40 minutes later, the Humane Society was there.
All right. Well, we should tell people what the film is about. And, you know,
I'm going to let you do it because I don't know what the parameters is of your broadcast.
Well, I mean, it basically Sleeping Dogs Lie is about, I guess, how a couple deals with the revelation that the woman involved in this couple had relations with a dog.
Somewhat, yes.
It's a
relationship comedy with just a splash of bestiality, just a little touch of bestiality. But it's about that, but it's not really about, like, oh, no, this comes out and everything falls apart. It's really about people put all this pressure on honesty, you know, and what gets hurt in the meantime is kindness, you know. So she thinks she's doing the right thing because this is the first person she fell in love with. She's got this thing involving her and a dog that no one knew about. And everybody's telling her that, you know, now that you're in a real, you know, I love you. Yeah, I love you. You know, I can tell you anything kind of deal. And she goes and gets bad advice. You know, like mom thinks it's about her being a virgin or not. And her mother's like, you know, there's a lot of things about me that your father doesn't know. And I wish I had told him. So you go and you tell this guy, and if he's the right guy, he's not going to be shocked.
You know, this is this is an interesting dynamic, too, because, you know, in those type of situations where you have someone telling someone else that it's really about guilt relief more than it is about
exactly
strengthening the relationship.
Yeah, I tell you something really terrible about me, and now I feel better, and now you've got it.
Yeah, I mean, that's really what it is. I mean,
yeah.
You're just passing off this dilemma to someone else and let them judge the morality of it. And frankly, there are some instances, you know, it's not like this person was a Republican congressman who was representing us and who has a duty to tell at this point.
Yeah.
What happens before they meet is, you know, what happens before they meet.
Yeah, it's also just it's got to do with everybody else's secrets, too, in the family. And you know, and we all have secrets. In some playing fields, obviously, I do believe in full disclosure. But I also think in relationships, honesty is kind of overrated.
Well, there are times, certainly. I mean, and I I'm completely honest with my wife. I should state that right up front, and I won't make that explicitly.
And I'm completely honest with my ex-wife.
There you go. Perhaps that's what led to that situation.
Yeah. No, it's not autobiographical. We're not going to learn that my ex-wife had a liaison with a canine.
Yes. Well, that is that's fortunate.
Well, that's a question that comes up. Is this autobiographical? It's like, yeah, my dog's super hot. And I sat there, and he was giving me bedroom eyes. And
it was one of those what-if situations.
Yeah.
That's how people always like to say, like, I how did I come up with this script? I just sat down one day.
And said, what if?
I looked at my dog, and I just said, what if?
What if? So I just thought, you know, I can't think of a more lucrative movie to make. Than a bestiality romance comedy.
What we're talking? I should just say we're talking about Bobcat Goldthwait. He's a comedian, actor, director. He directed Sleeping Dogs Lie, which is going to open up in New York and L.A. October 20th.
October 20th.
We'll expand from there.
We'll see. I mean, like if it goes over like a bad wind.
No, I gotta say there was a lot of controversy when Shakes the Clown was first released. This was back. What, it was in 92 or 91. I believe.
91 or 92, I don't know, but yeah, clowns actually protested the movie when Shakes came out.
It was highly offensive to clowns.
Well, I ended up on the Today Show with a real clown. And
debating it.
Yes, it was like 7:30 in the morning, I get off the plane, I haven't been to bed, and the segment producer goes, a clown's going to debate you on the program. And I go, yeah, I know, I've seen your show.
You got sandbagged.
Oh, I totally got it. I had to share a dressing room with this dude, and he's like in his clown suit, and he's being all crotchety. And
I suppose he probably hogs like the makeup table and
no wardrobe. You know what, I'll tell you this much about Bamboozle, a professional. He showed up camera ready.
Oh really?
So he had the makeup on. He's in his total clown gear, and I'm like, hi, I'm Bobcat, what's your name? Bobcat, whatever you want to call me. He's like, I'm Bamboozle. I'm like, no dude, what's your real name?
And he's like, tell you.
No, he goes, I'm in my clown attire. I want to be called Bamboozle. I go, hey, Bamboozle, it really doesn't matter what we call each other. When we get out there, I'm going to rip you a new one on the air. He's like, why? I go, because it's TV, man. It's like wrestling. You know, it's not real. So we get on the air, and the clown's like, clowns do a lot of good for a lot of good causes, and Bobcat's film portrays them in a negative light. You know? And I go, nobody thinks you're funny. The only reason you perform in hospitals is because that's one place a kid can't get up and run away from you. And Katie Kirk goes, would you be serious? And I'm like, no. You're interviewing.
I'm debating a clown.
Yeah, it's me and a clown, Katie. And so when she retired, or when she left the Today Show, she said that I was her worst interview ever.
Oh,
so
really?
I was really flattered.
So we won't see you on CBS News.
No.
Debating a dog.
Debating a, you know, it's not just about bestiality. It's just got a splash of it, a touch of it.
Well, that's all you really need.
It's about relationships. I can't even say that with a straight face. Now, this... My fine epic Sleeping Dogs Lie, it was in the it was at Sundance, and then it was in the Toronto Film Festival, and it was just in the San Sebastian Festival in Spain.
Now you're one of the things that I really appreciate about what you're doing is, you know, independent film is the one place where you do get an opportunity, and it's very hard to find genuinely independent film anymore.
Yeah, this would be as independent as you could be. I mean, we financed it ourselves. We broke in some places the film and borrowed equipment and props and everything. So, yeah, I mean, I know people would say, well, you know, you're in show business already and it's easy for you to have access to this stuff. But, I really think anybody out there now, you know, with a DV camera or a high-def camera, you know, it's really easy. It almost as easy as putting on a play in your, you know, in your hometown. You can make a movie, you know. And, I mean, I'm really lucky that it's got released and everything, you know. I'm shocked some movies are released, others escape. But I truly, when we made it, I never thought I'd see it projected in the theater. Right. So the fact that it's come this far and that it's gotten positive reviews and all this is really crazy.
Well, it's got a great cast of comedians. Jack Plotnick, I've had an opportunity to work with, and Brian Posehn and Morgan Murphy and Stephen Agee, who's going to be he's on Sarah Silverman's new program.
Yeah, Steve Agee and Brian are both in this movie. They play a couple on Sarah's.
Yes, I've seen some clips of the show. It's
Sarah and Kimmel were actually the the first people I showed the movie to.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were the only people. And then when I went to Sundance, I went over to Jimmy's house and showed Sarah, and it was really
Sarah's
sweet.
Sarah's very uptight about those type of things. I'm sure she was completely offended.
Yeah, she was. The movie was playing for about 10 minutes, and she just screamed. She goes, I love this effing movie. So that made me feel really good. And Kimmel, when the movie starts... it is a bestiality film, so I don't want to give anything away, but, it is dedicated to my mom. You know, the movie starts and it says, to
Have
mom.
Have you shown it to your mom yet?
My mom passed away.
Oh, well.
Thank God. This would have killed her. Yeah. It says, to mom, and the bestiality film on spools. Charles Tunay song, Boom, is playing. Boom, boom. Dun, dun, dun,
I'm psyched to see it. I haven't seen the film yet, and I'll tell you something. I still... Shakes the Clown is still one of those movies, I guess, I'm surprised it was that long ago, but that I still dip into. And you
Yeah, I make a movie as often as Spock gets laid.
Well, you had a lot of people in there who have since gone on to have a lot of success. And
yeah, there's that. Well, Adam Sandler was the big one, but there's like Blake Clark and...
Bob Kenny was
Tom Kenny is SpongeBob SquarePants, but I've known Tommy since I was 6 years old.
Right, and Paul Kozlowski has gone on to do tremendous things.
<It's> crazy. Wow. Yeah, Paul's insane.
Well, yes, I know. I mean, I worked with Paul back in Cross Comedy up in Boston for a long time, and we have at various times fallen in and out of favor because he's crazy.
He's insane.
So what are you going
to
do?
I just saw him. He came to the premiere in L.A.
Was he pissed he wasn't cast in your movie?
No, he actually liked the movie.
Oh, good. All right.
Yes.
Well, the movie is Sleeping Dogs Lie. It's going to open up in New York and L.A. on the 20th. Folks, check this out. If you want to go find out more information and keep track, it is at SleepingDogsLieTheMovie.com. We will be right back. I'll take some of your calls, 866-303-2270. Bob Goldthwait, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the best of Sam Cedar on Air America Radio.
This is Randy Rose, and this is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Here's what we'd like to hear in 2007.
The outpouring of American involvement in stopping the Darfur genocide reached new levels over the weekend as another 12,000 NRA members flew to Sudan. They joined the ranks of the Minutemen who left their silly watch of the Mexican border last week to provide an armed human shield against brutal attacks on civilians, refugee camps, and aid workers in the region. This brings to almost 1 million the number of volunteers from around the world who have made their way to the region in an unprecedented outpouring of empathy and courage.
Happy New Year from everyone at Air America Radio.
So you're a consultant?
Yes, sir.
What's with the wall of sticky notes?
It's my small business accounting system. Unpaid invoices go on the purple ones.
And the green?
New customers.
So unpaid bills are the yellow ones.
How'd you know?
I took a shot. You know, there's an easier way to manage your business.
Yeah?
Yeah, QuickBooks. You can be up and running in under 15 minutes. With just a few clicks, QuickBooks software lets you write checks, send invoices, see who's paid and who hasn't.
I'll switch.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-4648. Again, that's 1-800-550-4648. 1-800-550-4648.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-229-5133. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now. 1-800-229-5133. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-229-5133.
See how a click of a mouse instantly brings you a list of hot stocks, how the automatic ranking score tells you which stocks are the safest investments on the list, and how buy and sell alerts help you make the most money on each trade. It's so easy, anyone can do it.
To get your free stock investing toolkit, call 1-800-380-0502. That's 1-800-380-0502. Get yours sent out today. Call 1-800-380-0502.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949. Call now. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949.
This is Al Franken on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's talk radio for the rest of us.
We'll not be, to the best of my knowledge, debating a clown, although there is, I guess, every reason to believe that there could be a conservative on the program, in which case I stand corrected.
Metaphorically.
Metaphorically speaking. 866-303-2270. Let's go to Bob in San Antonio, Texas. Welcome to the program, Bob.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Bob?
Well, I feel better if your opinions were against George Bush and objective. I just don't see how blaming George Bush for North Korea being in existence makes any sense.
I didn't blame George Bush for North Korea being in existence, Bob.
Well, I'm generalizing.
Well, that is a rather large generalization. What is it that you take issue with that I'm being inaccurate about?
Well, basically, North Korea is doing bad things, and you're saying that the way we're handling it is bad. I mean, you know, what is the right way to deal with something bad? There really isn't a good way to deal with somebody who's trying to get over on you in every turn.
Well, I mean, I think, listen, I mean, the bottom line is that I think that George Bush has screwed up this North Korean policy. Now, what should we should be doing going forward? We should begin direct negotiations with these people, because in the past it is shown that when we have done that, we have had some measure of success in forwarding our agenda. Our agenda is not to make them good people. Our agenda is to continue to forward our what our agenda is. And our agenda is to make a world where there is not a lot of nuclear proliferation.
But that's your agenda. And since he's the president...
Well, tell me, Bob, what do you think we should be doing in terms of North Korea?
We don't have to talk to them directly. Why can't we just do the six-party talks?
Well, it's not effective, Bob.
So what then? So let him be a jerk and then just let him do what he's got to do. Why do you have to blame George Bush for trying to criticize China about it?
Well, I'm not trying to blame George Bush for criticizing China about anything. It simply doesn't get to the core. America has some interests. And what are those interests? The interests are we do not want North Korea to have nuclear materials and to give them to terrorists or to rogue nations. Now the question is, how do we go forward from there, Bob? That's what we're discussing. This is an adult conversation, Bob.
One way we don't do it is get on national radio and call the president a pinhead and make him look like an idiot to the rest of the world. That would be a good start.
Well, Bob, listen, first off, I've never used the phrase pinhead. And frankly, I can't do a better job of making George Bush look like a fool to the rest of the world than I think George Bush does.
But we think Bill Clinton looks like just as much of a fool.
But Bill Clinton, now, Bob, I want you to sit down. Are you driving here? You may want to pull to the side of the road. Bill Clinton is not our president. What, did he crash? Did Bob crash? Did he drive off the road when I told him that? He was so shocked. Bill Clinton was our president 6.5 years ago. He's no longer our president. I don't care about Bill Clinton. You're obsessed with Bill Clinton. 3 days after George Bush leaves office, believe me, I'm going to go down and I'm going to try and get as much electroshock therapy as I can to forget everything I ever knew about George Bush. All we will have in his wake will be the failures of his foreign policy. I don't care about George Bush. I only care about his inability to forward American interests. It is not in our interest to have a North Korea with 10 or 11 nuclear weapons. It is not in our interest to have an unstable North Korea that may find the only way they're going to be able to feed their population, to retain their power, is to sell this weaponry to places like Iran or to people like Al-Qaeda. That is not in American interests. I don't care if he's a jerk. I don't care if Kim Il-jung is a jerk. It doesn't matter. America has interests. We should have a policy apparatus that furthers those interests. It's adult time, folks. Put away your pacifiers. Put away your rattles. And let's be adults. Number's 866-303-2270. I think somebody's got to change their poopy pants.
You're listening to the best of Sam Cedar on Air America Radio.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz. You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Here's what we'd like to hear in 2007.
More encouraging news on the environmental front today, as the Gore Committee to Save Polar Bears released a report showing that the synthetic icebergs deployed this spring are being adopted by the endangered creatures throughout the Arctic region. This temporary measure is expected to ensure the safety of this and other Arctic species until the drastically reduced use of fossil fuels, spurred by the work of the Gore Commission on Alternative Energy, begins to show results in reversing global warming.
Happy New Year from everyone at Air America Radio.
Homeowners, before you write one more check for your high interest rate debts, stop. If you want to simplify your bills and get cash, call and ask about a combo loan from America's number one home loan lender, Countrywide. It's a refinance that you could use to combine your first mortgage, your second mortgage, your car loan, and all your high rate credit card debt into one easy loan with one low monthly payment. You get the stability of a low fixed rate, and consolidating at a lower rate could save you hundreds of dollars every month and give you the cash you need. No one can do what Countrywide can. Whatever your financial situation, don't wait for rates to go up. Call right now and ask for a combo loan. 1-800-981-2980. That's 1-800-981-2980. Countrywide Home Loans is an equal housing lender. Restrictions apply, so call and apply now. 1-800-981-2980. 1-800-981-2980.
Have you ever found a penny on the ground? Of course you have. Well, imagine that for the next 50,000 steps you take, there's always a penny at your feet. It feels like that.
Have you ever put on a pair of clean pants and found a $20 bill in the pocket? Man, that's a good feeling, right? Well, take that feeling and multiply it by 25 pairs of pants, and you're close.
New GEICO customers report average annual sales.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver.
The National Ballet Academy of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers, offering world-class ballet training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Located just 2 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall, visit nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
In the best deals of the year, see the world's largest indoor wakeboard slider. Discount tickets on sale now at all King Supers. The Denver Boat Show. Visit denverboatshow.com.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
An American family tangled in the political turmoil of southern Mexico. Their only child, lost in the fierce jungles of Chiapas. How far will a desperate mother and father go to save their 10-year-old son from the clutches of pure evil? Tony Hayden's novel, The River's Edge, will force you to the edge of anguish and leave you questioning the depths of your own morality. The River's Edge by Tony Hayden. Buy it online or at a bookstore near you.
Do you hate opening your mail? Do you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are creditors hassling you for payment? Did you know that new laws require your minimum payments to double? If you can't afford it, please call Financial Freedom of America for free information and learn how you can have your credit card bills reduced by up to 60%. You never have to pay back a penny of the debt that is settled for you. Save thousands or tens of thousands off what you currently owe. They are experts at negotiating debt settlements and can wipe out up to 60% of your credit card bills. Financial Freedom of America does all the work for you, but you need to have at least $10,000 in credit card bills to qualify for this program. Eliminate the stress that comes from being neck deep in credit card debt.
Call Financial Freedom of America today, 888-326-5987. That's 888-326-5987. For your free consultation, call now, 888-326-5987.
Attention men, you know when it comes to that special moment, timing is everything. Do you know, however, that Viagra can take 60 to 90 minutes or more to work? That's why RapidTabs.com has developed a faster, easier way of taking the Viagra medication. This is not an herbal substitute. This is the genuine Pfizer Viagra. Our U.S. licensed pharmacist specially compounds the Viagra pill into a pleasant-tasting Rapid Tab that you simply dissolve under your tongue. You get results in just 15 to 20 minutes. Rapid Tabs are available online through our U.S. licensed physician by answering a few short medical questions. Once you're approved, our doctor will ship your medication overnight discreetly to your door. You can also choose our Cialis Rapid Tabs or even order the Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra medications in their original forms. Call now or go online to get your prescription for around $6 per recommended dose. Visit RapidTabs.com or call 1-800-640-9134. That's RapidTabs.com. 1-800-640-9134. Timing is everything. Now is the time to call Rapid Tabs. 1-800-640-9134.
Lily? Lily, where are you?
Every parent knows that feeling. Imagine if she were actually abducted. To receive free Amber Alerts on your cell phone, go to wirelessamberalerts.org. A child is calling for help. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is Randy Rhodes, and this is AM 760, Progressive.
Every Tuesday on the Sam Cedar Show, Marcus Melitzis, author of Crashing the Gate and proprietor of DailyCos.com. He's Coastastic.
We are back on the phone. Marcus Melitzis. How are you, Marcos?
Great. Happy Thanksgiving week.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving week to you. Now, let me ask you this. Did you find that Thanksgiving with your family was much easier once you had your child?
Well, absolutely. You know, kids are great in family situations, period, because they're an excuse to go home early. An excuse to get there late.
Exactly. That's exactly my theory. And the beauty is that you really don't have to deal with your family at that point. I mean, not to say I don't want to deal with my family, but which is to suggest that maybe I don't want to deal with my family. But what you do is you throw the kid out there. Everybody pays attention to the kid. You get to nap.
Yep. Watch football.
That's why I love it. All right. Now, let's talk a little bit about It seems this is the for some reason this is traditionally the time of the year when people talk about 2008. And rather than focusing on who the Democratic frontrunners are, let's look at the Republican lineup. We've lost George Allen, right? I mean, do you think there's any chance? I mean, this guy, it was only like 6 months ago people were talking about him as president in 08 for the Republicans.
Well, he was a frontrunner at one point, and he actually had lined up some of the top consultants in the Republican Party. And for all the good it did him. He thought he was going to be campaigning in Iowa and New Hampshire. Instead, he got stuck having to campaign at home for all the good it did him.
Now, let me ask you this. You have maybe a better sense of these things than I do. Do you think all those campaign advisors, they said to him, be as racist as you can, believe me, it's going to work? Or do you think that he just was too much of an idiot?
No, you know, I think he was a function of his time. I mean, he's been in politics for, what, 20 years? 30 years, and he grew up politically in an era where that was what you did to it.
Hello? Wow, maybe he's got some connections with Homeland Security. Didn't want to... Do we have him? What happened? His phone probably went out. All right, well, we're going to try and get him back on the phone, and... I want to say, of course, now that Marcos can't hear me, I was just saying that stuff about my family to get him admit that about his family. So
that was clever.
Yeah, oh, no. That was my plan from the beginning. I just don't want any of my my own family members to think that I'm not excited to come back for Thanksgiving. I am very excited. And in fact, I set Marcos up there to admit that he wasn't excited about to see his family. That's the way you do that. That's right. This is... I'm not going to let Marcos come on the show without sandbagging him that way. Do we get him back on? We're still trying to find a phone that works. Well, this is a funny story. I was going to talk to Marcos about this, but you'll recall that Senator Joe Lieberman. This is a great story. You know, he set up his own party after he was upset that he lost the Democratic primary. And he named the party... modestly enough, after himself. Connecticut for Lieberman. Oh, we got Marcos back? Marcos, what happened?
Oh, sorry. Cell phone coverage died.
Oh, all right. Well,
it's times like this where I wish I was in New York and I could be in studio.
Yes, exactly. All right. Well, no problem. So we're talking about George Allen, his failed presidential bid. Rick Santorum also was gearing up for his run for president in 08. This guy... I don't know if he could get elected town council anywhere in Pennsylvania.
No, he's pretty much over. I mean, he didn't just lose. I mean, he got crushed in one of the key swing states in the country. So it's clear that he's not going anywhere. McCain, he lost. I mean, look at the Republican Party in Arizona, his own state, absolutely got walloped. He lost two House seats. And Governor Napolitano, a Democrat, coasted to re-election by record margins. So he's not looking so hot, not to mention that he's kind of tying himself up in his war at a time when everybody, even Republicans, seem to be running away from it.
Yeah, I mean, he's pushing this expansion of our occupation over there because it seems to me, I think he's, you know, he is a guy who loves to find a position that nobody else has and doesn't seem to really... seem to really care what he's advocating. But what's really been, I find, really fun, it's like going to the circus and watching the guys on the high wire act, because he is out there right now trying to set himself to appeal to the right-wing crazy base of the Republican Party, because you can't get through those primaries without kissing the ring. He's already done his turnaround on Jerry Falwell, calling him an agent of intolerance back in 2000, and then going kissing his ring at Liberty University earlier this year. But let's hear what John McCain had to say on ABC's This Week regarding Roe v. Wade.
One question about abortion, then I want to turn to Iraq. You're for a constitutional amendment banning abortion, with some exceptions for life and rape and incest.
Rape, incest, and the life of the mother, yes.
So is President Bush. Yet that hasn't advanced in the 6 years he's been in office. What are you going to do to advance a constitutional amendment that President Bush hasn't done?
I don't think a constitutional amendment is probably going to take place, but I do believe that it's very likely or possible that a Supreme Court could overturn Roe v. Wade, which would then return these decisions to the states, which I support.
And you'd be for that?
Yes, because I'm a federalist, just as I believe that the issue of gay marriage should be decided by the states. So do I believe that we would be better off by having Roe v. Wade returned to the states, and I don't believe the Supreme Court should be legislating in the way that they did on Roe v. Wade.
Now, there's a reason why we call this guy the Panda Bear and John McCabe. And it's because back in San Francisco, he says, the San Francisco Chronicle in 1999, I'd love to see a point where this is irrelevant, but certainly in the short term or even the long term, I would not support repeal of Roe v. Wade, which would then force X number of women into America to undergo illegal and dangerous abortions. Well, now, 7 years later, what's changed that he's saying he would support the repeal of Roe v. Wade?
Well, we obviously know what changed. He's running for president, and after 2000, he realizes that he cannot get elected without support of the people that really ran him through the ringer. I mean, it's amazing. To me, the worst thing about McCain is the fact that he's cozied up with Bush and Rove when those people, I mean, you remember what they did to him in South Carolina, right?
Yep.
I mean, they ran him through the ringer. They dragged his kid into the fight. They accused them of all sorts of horrible things. And yet, the lust for power is so strong that he's willing to overlook just how evil those people were to him to cozy up to these exact same individuals.
And so here he is. He's reversing himself on whether or not he believes Roe v. Wade should be repealed. He also told another tiny little lie in there where he says he only supports a ban on abortions with the exceptions of incest or rape. But he also came out in support of the South Dakota abortion ban, which did not include those exceptions.
No, yeah, that was about as extreme. I mean, this is a ban so extreme that the voters in one of the most conservative states in the union rejected it. And so you kind of get an idea of exactly the kind of people that John McCain is trying to appeal to. People who are so extreme that even the voters of South Dakota disagree with them on those issues.
And here he is, and this is also sort of a fun one, where he's trying to place himself in there to be part of the "you gotta watch out for the homosexual agenda" crowd. this is him more on ABC's This Week.
Are you pro-gay rights? In the respect that I believe that the don't ask, don't tell policy is working in the military. I don't know how you view that. I do not believe that the...
Wait, stop it right there. Now, wait a second. Here's the question. He said, are you pro-gay rights? Let me try and not answer that question because I got to thread the needle. All right, pick it up again, Justin.
Are you pro-gay rights? In the respect that I believe that the don't ask, don't tell policy is working in the military. I don't know how you view that. I do not believe that that marriage between... I believe in the sanctity and unique role of marriage between man and woman. But I certainly don't believe in discriminating against any American.
But on that don't ask, don't tell policy, the military now classifies homosexuals. They classify homosexuality as a defect. Do you agree with that?
No, I don't think they do that.
Yes, they do now.
I don't think it's a quote defect, but I do believe the don't ask, don't tell policy has been very effective.
Ooh.
So he supports it, but he doesn't support the fact that it's called a defect. I mean, this guy's he's really walking the tightrope here, isn't he?
Well, yeah. I mean, everybody knows the cliche of presidential politics is that you tack left or you tack right in primaries, and after you win your primary, after you appeal to your core base and your party, you run to the center. But he's had to move so far to the left, to the right, that any move to the middle puts them at risk and at danger of being called a flip-flopper and all those horrible words that Republicans have invented to demonize anybody who might change their mind. In this case, it's so crassly political, and it's so blatantly and obviously political, and he's reversed himself so many times that the flip-flop slur may actually stick against a Republican. You know, I don't think it ever has. But I think McCain may actually make it work.
And I got to say, also laying the same groundwork is Rudy Giuliani. Greg Sargent at Election Central at Talking Points Memo reports that the New York Times writes, In interviews, several of Rudy's new fundraisers said the former mayor had discussed his potential liabilities in a Republican primary, perhaps the greatest being his liberal views on social issues like abortion and gay rights. He has been out in favor of all abortion in terms of the different the so-called partial birth, which of course we know doesn't exist. He also has no problem with gay people. I mean, to his credit here, when he was committing adultery on his wife and announcing that they were going to get divorced on TV, a judge kicked him out of Gracie Mansion, and he ended up having to basically sleep on the couch of a gay couple. He's going around saying that he said that his own view was that when he was able to engage in conversations with party members who were more on the right, they could understand that his views were not as black and white as they had been painted. Now, what does that mean? Where is he starting to go with this?
I don't know, but if Giuliani tries to attack right on social issues, not only will it be so crassly political as to be laughable, but it's not going to convince anybody on the party's right flank that he's legitimate or genuine on those issues. So, at this point, for Rudy, he's so clearly identified with the social libertarian wing of the Republican Party that he might as well run with it and hope for the best.
Exactly. Now, I got to say this. The interesting thing is that somebody's put up, I can't remember exactly who it was that put up this, the polling from back in 2002, up before the 2004 election on the Democratic side, and Joe Lieberman got about 29 or 30%, was the leader in the polls. Dean was down at the bottom with 2%. So really, at this time of the cycle, nobody knows anything, do they?
Not at all. Kerry was at 11%, I believe, on that same poll. And this was something we saw across many, many polls. So at this stage of the game, all the polls really measure is who has the name recognition. Nobody knows these guys. Nobody's gotten a good look at them. Nobody has really gotten a feel for them as presidential candidates. Somebody who might be a popular senator or governor may not necessarily work on the presidential campaign trail. So, as Joe Lieberman found out. So at this point, I think it's a little early. What I urge Democrats is to give all these Democrats a chance to make their case. Don't be an easy date. Play hard to get. Force them to really make clear why they should be president and what they're going to do to move this country forward.
That sounds great. In the meantime, I can't wait to watch Rudy Giuliani run. Gosh, I hope he stays in the race. This is going to be hilarious. All right, Marcos, we will talk to you next week. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Likewise. Everybody else, have a great Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Marcos. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. 866-303-2270. I'll take a couple of your calls.
You're listening to the best of Sam Cedar on Air America Radio.
Hi, it's Randy Rhodes on AM 760 Progressive Talk Radio for the rest of us.
Get loaded. Classic rock from a classic rock and roll band. Get loaded. It's the new CD from Loaded, including hits like Old Rockers.
Old Rockers, they never die.
Plus, The River Flows.
The river flows right up to my door.
Get loaded exclusively at JNR Music World and JNR.com. During this holiday season, get Old Rockers, the new CD from Loaded.
Does your vacuum cleaner earn its keep? Hi, I'm David Orrick. My 8-pound Orrick XL is so powerful it cleans the world's finest hotels, yet it uses one-third as much electricity as most other uprights. Try my Orrick XL risk-free, and I'll give you my $100 cordless iron as a gift. Call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200. Nobody works harder to give you more value for your money than I do.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Traffic pretty light for you this morning all over town on this holiday. Speeds in the 50s and 60s on I-25. Looking good across Lakewood on 6th Avenue as well. A little bit of slowdown on northbound I-25.
calling through Thornton. Speech dropping into the 40s. Meltdown on the way this week. Temperatures climbing. Watch for hydroplaning with major water on the roads and, of course, very slick in the evening. Downtown Denver, northbound Spear remains closed between 8th and 12th from an overnight police investigation. A detour is in place. 950 The Fan weather. Partly cloudy skies today. High of 38. Low tonight around 14 for Tuesday. A big meltdown on a lot of sunshine. A high of 48. Currently 28. I'm Shannon Stone. Sports Radio 950 The Fan. Denver Sports Station.
It's the big one, the Denver Boat Show, January 18th through the 21st at the Colorado Convention Center. 30 dealers and 500 new boats mean the best deals of the year. See the world's largest indoor wakeboard slider. Discount tickets on sale now at all King Supers. The Denver Boat Show. Visit DenverBoatShow.com.
So someone asked me the other night at this meeting, what's progressive talk? It's what I want it to be.
Ed Schultz.
Whatever I talk about on this program doesn't change one thing about human rights, civil rights, equal rights, and all the core values that make us Democrats.
The Ed Schultz Show.
You need people that think like I do to vote for Democrats. Instead of running under your little tent
when you're not liberal enough.
Shut up and give. Step up and get after it.
Weekdays at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I'm not mad at you. I'm just being emotional.
An American family tangled in the political turmoil of southern Mexico. Their only child lost in the fierce jungles of Chiapas. How far will a desperate mother and father go to save their 10-year-old son from the clutches of pure evil? Tony Hayden's novel, The River's Edge, will force you to the edge of anguish and leave you questioning the depths of your own morality. The River's Edge by Tony Hayden. Buy it online or at a bookstore near you.
Attention. Tuesday, January 2nd is the final day of the MedBet Autoplex Inventory Equalization Sale. Record numbers of new and used cars and trucks have been sold at sacrifice prices, and hundreds more remain. Choose from rows and rows of Chevrolet, Cadillac, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ford, Lincoln, Mercury, Buick, Pontiac, GMC, Hummer, Suzuki, and pre-owned. Consumers are saving as much as $15,000 on new vehicles. MedBet is offering deep discounts, 0% financing, or no payments for 6 months on select vehicles for qualified buyers. Plus, both MedBet Autoplex locations have millions of dollars worth of pre-owned on sale. Only ours remain to capitalize on this event. Our accountants have ordered that all inventories must be in compliance by the close of business Tuesday. If you miss this opportunity, you'll never forgive yourself. Act now. Only at MedBet on the I-25 corridor to part the 181 ramp Castle Rock and on I-70 in Wheatridge. Exit Kipling, exit Ward, but exit the giant MedBet Autoplex.
By using A.D. Kessler's creative real estate methods, we've bought and sold 10 houses, and we have a real estate portfolio worth over $1 million. We're buying 2 houses a month now.
You, too, can become a creative real estate millionaire. This is A.D. Kessler, and I can show you how you can make up to $10,000 or more each and every month for the rest of your life without using any of your own money. Call right now, and I'll send you my best-selling book, A Fortune at Your Feet, along with my creative real estate DVD. That's a $49 value that's yours for just the shipping and handling fee.
Now's the time to get it and to learn how to make money in real estate the A.D. Kessler way. Call now for this special free offer. Get A.D.'s book and Nuts and Bolts Creative Real Estate video free.
Let me share with you the step-by-step formulas that can make you more money during this next real estate downturn than ever before.
Call now for this limited-time free offer. 800-757-5031. 800-757-5031. Create the success you deserve. 1-800-757-5031.
Jay Marvin in the morning. Randy Rhodes in the afternoon on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Winning the Senate, winning the Congress, and a number of state legislatures. And I really agree with Howard Dean's 50-state strategy. I think we need to fight in every state, fight for every vote.
I think you're absolutely right. And I'll tell you something. Look, the establishment, the elites, the DLCers in Washington have always feared Howard Dean, and not necessarily because of his policies, but because of his process. The guy raised more money from small donors than anybody had ever done in the history of any presidential election. And this scared, believe me, the Republicans were just as scared of him, if not more so. But the Democrats, the established Washington elite Democrats, were afraid of this guy because he basically was taking, he was getting money from atypical sources. That being you and I and the grassroots of the Democratic Party. And then they were upset about how he turned around and spent the money that came in to support Democrats. It didn't go to high-priced consultants. It didn't go to the same DC, DLC, and by that I mean Democratic Leadership committee guys like Al Frum. You know, the guy who's lost six elections but still manages to consider himself a Democratic strategist. I mean, my God. Just because you get money from the Democrats doesn't mean you're a strategist. Well, I guess it does with these people. Yeah, James Carvelli, he embarrassed himself. And I'll tell you something. I think there were more people out there who were willing to pile on to Howard Dean. Carvel was just the first guy they put out. And when they realized he was getting slammed, they all backed off. But you're right to pay attention to this stuff, David, because there's multiple battles going on. There's, you know, one, to get the Democrats in a position where they can start to change this country. And two is to reform the Democratic Party to make it more responsive to people outside of Washington. So, I appreciate the call. You're absolutely right about this. This is a funny story. A new report on publicly funded abstinence programs. A government watchdog charged that the Department of Health and Human Services allows programs to distribute inaccurate sex information to kids and suggested the agency clean up its act. This is reported by Justin Root over at TPM Muckraker. But in its defense, Health and Human Services argued that it doesn't know how to tell whether something is, quote, scientifically accurate. According to the Government Accountability Office, HHS last year spent $153 million on abstinent education programs, including AC Green's Game Plan Abstinence Program. He used to play basketball for, he was with the Lakers, and then I can't remember who he got traded to. Developed by the famously abstinent one-time NBA superstar, whose nickname was Iron Man. The GAO, now, we know that abstinence education basically promotes sexually transmitted diseases. And any kids who have gone through this have seen a marked rise in both anal and oral sex. As we write in FUBAR, America's right-wing nightmare.
FUBAR, America's right-wing nightmare.
If you're a high school kid, look for the other kid who's taken a chastity pledge. They're the most fun, apparently.
We should play that that purity video.
Tomorrow we'll play some clips from the purity ball. I am taking my 15-month-old daughter to a purity ball tonight, where Myla, my 15-month-old daughter, vows to be chaste until she's married. And I vow to do something, I say something really, really creepy about it. All right, folks. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll talk to you tomorrow, the day before Thanksgiving. Peaches.
You're listening to the best of Sam Cedar on Air America Radio.
No doubt about it. The Internet is a great place to hang out. Like blogging, for example. I love to blog. Maybe too much. When I think of all the hours I blogged. Anyway, you've probably spent a lot of time on the Internet, too. Is it a time the Internet paid you back? Just 15 minutes at GEICO.com could save you hundreds on car insurance. Now that's what I call payback.
Go to GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Here's what we'd like to hear in 2007.
Peace has descended on Iraq as insurgents responded to the call for an end to violence from U.S. presidential hopeful Barack Obama. Insurgents felt compelled to comply with Obama's demands by polls showing the likelihood of his success in the 2008 elections because his middle name is indeed Hussein. These developments began with a careless mistranslation of an Obama campaign speech as the U.S. military has deployed only two translators for the entire region.
Happy New Year from everyone at Air America Radio.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've